fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
Hey, hey folks. What's going on? We're back. I'm back. I'm here. Take it easy. I'm here. Good evening, folks. Carlito here on the mic. Ready to turn it up a few notches tonight and enjoy our Thursday evening. Aren't you all ready to enjoy a Thursday evening? I'm most certainly sure that Milkman is. Milkman, how you doing tonight, sir?
Hey, my brother. Man. Hey, my friend. How things are shaking there, brother.
Not bad, thank
you. I think we're ready to kick some ass tonight, aren't we?
I think so,
too. I know I'm ready.
Yeah, yep. Looking forward to that tonight here. I'm just working on making sure my mic isn't over. I installed a new sound card here, so Milkman, you're really loud. But I'll fix it. It's my fault. I'll fix that here for you. Myself. Don't touch your settings. Just leave them alone. I don't want you to touch anything over there, alright? There you go. I'm ready to fix you. You sound good now. And of course, we have the man himself, the legend from the great state of Tennessee, which is about to expire. The Tuck. Tuck, what's up, Tuck? Yeah, Tuck.
Oh, golly heck, I am doing golly heckly well. You yourself are swell, I assume?
We are both, as they say, swell. Alright, folks, if you want to reach us here tonight, you can. There's going to be different ways to do so tonight. All through the night, we'll be talking about how to do so. We'll repeat it thousands of times. The AOL Instant Messenger screen name is Madhouse Radio. If you want to reach me on Yahoo Instant Messenger, that's Madhouse Radio also. So again, if you're using AOL or Yahoo Instant Messenger, that is Madhouse Radio, AOL on Yahoo, M. If you're using MSN Messenger, you can reach me at madhouse@live.com. Again, if you're using MSN Messenger, please message me, madhouse@live.com. Also, be sure to visit the website while you're listening to the show. Be sure to take a look there. There were some recent updates that the Madhouse crew made to the madhouselive.com website. It's a lot more structure changes. We've added a new show archive. You can also now subscribe to receive new prank calls by email, as well as new episodes of the show as they're released on a weekly basis. There were 4 new prank calls released this week, this last weekend, and the 4 of those are there. We'll be playing one of those tonight on the break. It's a call by Reclude called "You Gave My Grandmother SARS." Very funny prank call. If you haven't heard it yet, you're going to hear it tonight. I am looking forward to hearing that prank call. Good for you, Tuck. Tuck remembers. Tuck gets a gold star for remembering. Good work, Tuck. That's good. Everybody, Tuck remembered, and that's good. So how are you doing, Milkman? How are you, sir, this week? How's it been treating you?
Dude, it's been pretty good, man, actually. Things are rolling right along. The weather's been pretty warm out here, actually, too, so.
Yeah.
Looking forward to getting a couple days off here. I think I'm going to go up on the lake and see if I can't get me some more pike, maybe some largemouth bass, or hell, maybe if I'm crazy enough, get me a big old muskellunge.
Fishing fun, Milkman. Very good. Congratulations. I'm glad you enjoy fishing. I enjoy it too, myself. Tuck, you ever do any fishing there? Good sir. You're in Tennessee. I'm sure there's a lot of bass fishing to be made over there. You ever partake in the pole and
the mud? Oh, there's plenty of it all around. Oh, yeah, when I was younger. Not so much anymore. But, yeah, of course, definitely when I was younger. Yeah, all the time. Have actually a pond right down here that we would go in a lot. Up until my nephews were into it. And haven't really done it since that time, which is, about 8 years ago now.
All right, good deal. Hey, guys, just want to let you know, if you're out there listening already, the numbers are slowly starting to climb up as we reach our usual peak. About 30 minutes after the show starts, people start filtering in as the word gets out there. If you are listening for the first time, welcome. If you're listening for the second time, welcome as well. as all our old-time listeners. Be sure to tell a friend or two. If you're online now and you see a friend or two out there who's never listened to the show or you think might be wanting to laugh or enjoy themselves tonight, why don't you send them a link to the website, madhouselive.com, or, of course, our flagship station, our brothers and sisters, over at syndicateradio.tv. What's up, guys? Good times to be had over there as well. There was a white lady today who was dancing in her chair. She was my my lead-in. I want to thank you, white lady, for dancing in the chair so much. Very pretty.
A white girl, huh?
Yeah.
Trivialing with the white girls, are you?
It's good to see 40-year-old women who can dance in the chairs. It's always beautiful.
Well, that's always great. That was a good time.
Hell
my
yeah.
My experience, anyway.
Hey guys, if you're out there, just want to let you know we're going to have some prizes to give out tonight. What the contest will be, I don't know. I'll come up with it later, but we got two wonderful movies I picked up in the dollar store, and they're still factory sealed here. And you know, I don't know. I feel bad because I do want to watch them. But the first one is called The Black Enforcers. It's a Lee Frost film with three angry looking black guys on the front of it.
What?
Right there. There it is. It's called The Three.
What is that?
The Black Enforcers. I'll let you know.
What's a Lee Frost film?
Here's all it says in the back. A general forms an inner city people's army to try and ease the misery of the citizens of Watts. So apparently it's about a general forms a
black people problem.
A black people army in the hood in L.A. and Watts, I guess. And they show like they're torturing a white guy in the back. It looks kind of funny. So that's the Black Enforcers.
That's real funny.
It cost me a dollar. It cost me a dollar, and it can be yours tonight. Now,
I think they got a killer cigar out there too. They make, you know, Hermano.
The Black Enforcer.
Heard of it? The Black and Mild.
Oh yeah, I got one right here. The Black and Mild. See, Black and Mild. That's mine. It's a 2/3 smoked right there.
There you go.
I'm going to save the rest for the rest of the show. Hey, also while I was there,
They got a new sexual toy out too, the Black Enforcer. You know that?
I'm sure you've tried it. I just wanted to say real quick, this other movie here, Milkman, I was really excited about seeing this there when I saw the cast on here.
Hey.
This is a George McCowan film, and it's called Black Brigade. And it says, Carter's Army Saves the Day. Now get this. Listen to this cast, and it's actually, this is a pretty good cast. You got Richard Pryor, Billy Dee Williams, and Roosevelt Greer. Now, I don't know who Roosevelt Greer is. I don't know, maybe he's related to David Allen Greer. He looks kind of like David Allen Greer. Maybe he is. But it's got Richard Pryor and Billy Dee Williams in a war movie. It says, a redneck officer is put in charge of a squad of black troops charged with taking an important bridge from the Nazis. And this movie came out, it doesn't say.
Huh.
Well, I mean, I'd like to see Richard Pryor in a serious movie, as serious as it gets.
Yeah.
So,
I haven't
seen him yet, but if maybe I should try to go to the Wikipedia page and find out more. A redneck captain or something. We're going to do our own version of that movie. Hollywood Vanya says, slow night? I'd say so. That's what she said, slow night, Hollywood. I want to say what's up to everyone who's listening tonight. Hollywood Vanya's out there making nasty comments. Bad Boys of Ohio's in the house
That's
as well.
Nice.
I know, I'm kidding. I know. I see this guy Tuck's there also. Czar Alex.
No, he's making nasty comments.
Lonesome Loser's checking in as well as Mr. C. Mr. C got this. You know what happened to Mr. C?
Or at least he comes around somewhere still.
That's true. Mr. C.
There. Richard Cunningham's dad.
No, but this...
Yeah, he's still alive as far as I know.
Maybe he is, but this Mr. C I'm talking about, he's a film student, okay? And do you know that there's a movie coming out about...
Film student.
There's a movie called W about George W. Bush that Oliver Stone's making, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Well, Oliver Stone and Lionsgate got together with Yahoo and they said, we're going to have a contest, we want people to submit their own trailers for the new movie as a contest. So he made a trailer, and he recently released it on YouTube, and then Lionsgate saw it and had his account with YouTube terminated because it violated their copyright on the footage from W. when it was their own contest. Like, they did it on accident. They didn't realize it was a contest submission that they were sponsoring. They just saw his head footage of the new movie, and they reported it to YouTube. They were he said he had the account since YouTube started, and he had a bunch of prank calls uploaded. He had, like, over 100 videos or something. So he's all pissed off. I don't blame you, dude. I'd be upset, too. That sucks. Let me know what happened with that. I was just curious. I saw your... Yeah, he released a video like Al Qaeda would, kind of, on some other other like YouTube alternative.
This RIAA thing is just completely out of hand, you know.
Well, this is MPAA stuff, Milkman. You got the wrong organization, but you're right, and that's part of the reason why we
still assholes.
We put a hit out on Jack Valente, and look at him—he had a stroke. Hell yeah, man!
That reminds me. You know, did you get the message? There's going to be the annual ATA conference coming up. I sent you the information there. A point man there in the UK, Sir Nunu, had sent the information in.
Yes, in a few weeks. That's right, the middle of October, there's going to be a American Telemarketers Association conference, and we always target them every year in October. They have a less formal meeting that, also in the spring, but this year we are going to be making our annual appearance on the American Telemarketers Association. I believe that's October the 12th. I'm not certain. I'm sure Nunu will tell us if we really want to know. Alright? Zola's asking, what's the pass? I can't tell you over the air, Zola. You know better than that? Come on, man. Zola will be on tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard
Time.
The
pass is the pass. The present is now.
That's very good. And we're all there. Zolar and his Zolar Vision Party Nation will be on tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on syndicateradio.tv.
The Party Nation, yeah.
And Pedge's station also. Don't know who Pedge is? Don't worry. In the meantime, we have a lot of submissions for prank calls. If you want to send in your submissions, you can do so over at the website, madhouselive.com. The prank call submissions here from our hitman, Lonesome Loser. I'll give you all an idea of what we have here ready to go. Victim number one on standby, Plowboy's Market. Man, Plowboy, that's a good name for a superhero homosexual in a adult movie. I could see that at the Adult Video Awards, you know, they'd have the gay, you know.
So you run homosexual superhero movies in your mind a lot?
But listen to that name, Plowboy's Market. I could just see them saying, and the award for best man-on-man video of the year goes to... Hang on, Plowboy's Market! And they had to play the music from the corner. How would they do that? Do I have whatever it might be. What's some good porno music? I don't have any porno music. I used to have porn music. I'm pretty sure I do. Where'd it go? No, I can't say I do. Here's one called I Like to Watch.
Like the old school porno music or the new school?
Here you go. Yeah. That's right here. All right, so anyway.
That's totally,
All right, we got the new Russian's Hill, the new Russian Hill Market and Liquor. Russian Market and Liquor. Rincon Market, Wookiee's Tattoo and Body Piercing, Dick Church's Restaurant. We also got Barf World. Bing's Kitchen, that's a Chinese restaurant, if you didn't guess. We got the Chaco Canyon Cafe, Cafe Kasbah. Rock the Kasbah. Bok Duk Dong Bakery. I think I'm saying it. Bok Duk Bong Bakery. Okay.
Bok what?
The Dong Bakery.
Okay.
Dirty Melly's.
Hermano.
Dirty Nelly's Irish Pub and Restaurant. I'm doing a show, Milkman. Hang on. Hey, what is... Yeah, I know. dude, tell him it's the old one, Milkman. Tell him it's the old one. Zolar, the password is the old one. The old password. The old one. The one that starts with Zolar.
The T-H-E-O-L-D-O-M-E.
That's the one. Oh, damn it, now we gotta change it. We also got a KFC in Long Beach Boulevard, Compton, California. Yeah. And the KFC Pizza Hut in Compton also. No, that's a repeat from the last one I said. the Loose Cannon Productions in Sacramento. And rounding out things here for the first part of the show, we got the Shamrock Motel in Bellingham, Washington, all on deck.
All right.
My lucky charm was there, mate.
Yes, sir. So, I say, let's go ahead and call KFC Pizza Hut in Compton, Long Beach Boulevard, Compton, California, because that sounds to me like the nice happening place where people are, I don't know, just maybe willing to share in the love. I look for people to get angry. It's kind of hard. You know, we should call Guam, you know? We haven't called Guam in a while. You know, you
wow.
remember? When was the last time that we called Guam, man? I think it's going to be about a year now.
Guam bomb.
I don't know.
Yeah, big Guam bomb.
We haven't called for a while.
And all right, we're going to call Compton, everybody. We'll be right back. Compton, coming up in a moment. Madhouse Radio, first call of the night. Yeah.
On death row. Yo, and here comes my left blow.
Is
that calling Casey Murphy? Hey, what's up? This is Eric Wright. How you doing?
Hello, how can I help you?
This is Eric Wright. Who's this? Who am I talking to?
This is Michael.
Michael?
Uh-huh.
Do you take special orders ahead of time so I could spend as little time as possible inside the store? It's a large order, and I can secure it with a credit card.
Well, usually we used to, like, do it, like, with the credit card. Like, you know, we could take the credit card number and everything.
Right.
But now our systems don't work like that no more.
They don't take credit cards anymore? Oh,
like, not,
shit.
Not how, like, with the number you would tell us and we'll put it in and everything. No. Now we can't work like that anymore because, I guess, previous incidents or anything. So
there was an incident.
Like, in large orders, we'll have somebody come and, you know, basically give, like, you know, a deposit, and then from there, you know, we'll work from there.
I saw on 2020 where a man called to order the pizza. Not your place, but a man called to order a pizza, and they took his credit card numbers, and they wrote them down with all the codes and everything, and then the next thing he knew, they cleaned him out for everything and his benefits. And they had him dishonorably discharged from the army and everything.
Right.
Yeah, it's...
So yeah, like, well, that's probably experiences, you know, they happen, but we usually don't do that. So if you'd like to come in, we'll be more than happy to, you know, take your deposit and take your order. And.
But what kind of people, is it a, are there dirty people that come in?
No, I'm just saying so we could prevent, you know, any of that or anything. We're not.
Yeah, but you see.
Do that, but I'm just saying, like, that's how we take it now.
The reason why I want to do it over the phone is because when I come in.
It's because.
I don't like to touch the counters or the doors or anything. I wore a surgical mask that. It's the same surgical mask that I've been wearing for 2 years, and it's probably having no effect. But I come in, and I would like, you know, sanitary conditions. But what type of people come in? Are they affluent people? Do some of them look like they don't wash their hands when they go to the bathroom?
Well, you know, I can't tell you what other people do. We just serve our customers to our best of our ability. So, you know, we have our sanitary issues here, and we have bulletproof glass, so, you know, it's all up to you whether you want to take it how you take
Wait,
it.
Wait, you have bulletproof glass?
Yes, we do. So
even at the front?
Yes, we do.
So how do you get the food?
Through an exchange window.
Hey, man, is that because you guys are in Compton that you have bulletproof glass, like in a bank?
Well, not probably because of the area and because of our employee safety. So basically, we just safeguard it and.
Man,
that's it.
Is it really that bad in Compton? For real? Like, I always heard, yo, you know, Dr. Dre and this, and that's like, hey, it's not really like that, you know.
Well, it's just a stereotype that people would put out there, so, you know, basically, you know.
Well, there's some stupid,
right here, so, you know,
stupid white boys come in, they're starting problems then, right?
No, not really. It's just, you know, however it goes, you know, we just are here for our safety. That's why we have safeguards. So
would you eat a chicken meal on the floor of the restaurant? Be honest.
Well, no, everybody's walking, so why would you want to eat off the ground?
Well, let's say after closing, you had set aside a nice chicken meal, and then everybody closed, and then everything was broke down, everything, and would you sit down and eat the chicken meal off the floor of the common area of the floor? Would you feel confident that you would do that and feel okay?
We're really, really off topic right now, so, you know, I'm here to help you
Hermano, look. Why I ask is because if the place isn't clean that the employee wouldn't eat off the floor, my dad always said, you know what, forget it. So you tell me, are you confident, do you people have a clean restaurant? Is it clean?
Yeah, we have a clean restaurant.
So would you eat off the floor if it's so clean? Would you eat off the floor?
Sir, that's way off topic. I'm
yes or no?
I'm here to serve you, so you know.
Please, with me.
Sorry, but you know, I'm going to have to hang up because, you know, we're not talking about orders and what we have to do here. Okay, you asked me.
I want to
place a large order through a credit card, and I let you know already, sir.
Hermano.
So, you know, I'm letting you know that we're off topic, and, you know, stop calling me hermano, because, you know,
hermano.
I talk English, and that's all.
Brother, okay, brother.
Well, have a nice day, okay?
Please, just answer the question. It's important. Damn. All right.
That's right. If the place is so clean, why can't he eat off the bathroom floor? I didn't say the bathroom floor, but I could have. I was going there next, everybody. I really was.
Are they not allowed to talk Spanish to each other now?
You know, some Spanish people get uppity if you try to talk Spanish to them. They're like, oh, you just think because I'm Spanish that you're going to get somewhere else because you... I get so mad, man, when I'm at work. I'm never making this mistake again. I don't care if I can get a job easier because of it. But I made the mistake with this job now of checking in that box on the application. Do you speak Spanish? Another language. I said, yes. I speak Spanish fluently, right? So I went ahead and did that like a dumbass. So then they put me in this special queue. And whenever someone who speaks Spanish and these Americans, the white people and the black people, they get the call. And sometimes, you know what? All they hear is the guy has a little bit of an accent. And they transfer the guy. The guy, he called today, he gets transferred to me, right?
And automatically he knows Spanish fluently.
Well, no. The guy is like...
And no, have an accent.
I started talking to him in Spanish, right? And he's like, I don't know why I'm talking to you. He's telling me in English, I don't know why I'm talking to you because I was talking just fine to the other lady. She was just acting like she couldn't understand me. You know, the guy was like, you know, I speak Spanish, but he had an accent, but, you know, the lady was just, people get lazy.
But that's weird.
I hate the Spanish calls because the first thing that I hear when they hear my name is Carlos, they're like, oh, ¿habla español? And I always go, motherfucker, you. And I say,
right.
Yeah, I speak Spanish, man. What? Because it's annoying. It's more work. You got to talk more syllables and shit. It's so that's wrong. I don't get paid any extra. I don't get paid any extra for it. I've done it in the past, but they pay you an extra, you know, 30 cents an hour if you take Spanish calls. Because, you know, it's more work to work with those people. Especially when you're doing tech support, you know, man. It's not hard to say all that stuff. It's a lot.
I hear you.
My Spanish isn't 100%. I mean, I spoke it in my house, so I've got pretty good Spanish, but I don't know, like, technical Spanish, like, you know, computer stuff.
You have a basic grasp of the language.
Yeah,
that's more than most people do, though.
I've got a better than average grasp of it, but I wasn't born in Puerto Rico. I was born in Orlando. I wasn't born in Puerto Rico, so, you know.
I don't know. Still, you know. Besides agua and tacos, I mean, my Spanish is very limited.
It's agua, not aqua, but nice story.
So, I mean, you know, see, exactly.
I don't know what happened to the laptop over here, lost power, so I can't see what's going on Syndicate. Oh, man, okay, so that was fun. That was our first prank call. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to play a bet here, because I need to go get some water. I am thirsty, and I ran out of... water, so I'm going to go grab
some agua.
Some agua, very good. Milkman, any thoughts on that last prank call? I think we did pretty well, right? We were calm, and we didn't upset the gentleman, but we did upset him, though, by condescending him in his Hispanic ways. What do you say, Milkman?
No, I think he's a victim of the neighborhood, actually.
He's a victim of the neighborhood. He's a product of his upbringing. That's right, Milkman. All right, gold star, dude. All right. You're like Tupac over there, Milkman. You're like a rose that grew out of the concrete, brother man. That's why we love you here on this Madhouse radio show. All right, what can we play? Let me look at these recent prank call submissions that we made here on the website and see if I can play one of them, one of the older ones here. This might be going back, and actually, Milkman, I wanted you to hear this as well. Our good friend Baz had a handful of some pretty good prank calls from the past. This one here is called Television Clothing.
I love these time machine calls.
That's right. This is Television Clothing. Now, this is we called a... It's the Walmart in the UK, like the UK version of Walmart. Forgot the name of it. Nunu sent it in to us. I'm sure he can message me quickly and everybody else and let you know. Lesco, Hesco, Resco, Testico. I don't know what it is. Anyway, Testico. So, we call several times and we start asking for television clothing. This is the beginning of our whole thing where we called everything a machine. You know, like your computer machine, your radio machine, Madhouse machine, all that stuff. This is where it started, this call here. So, guys, enjoy this. I'm going to go grab some water here because I have the serious case of the cotton mouth. I'll be right back in a moment. In a moment.
A momento,
Right after this.
Right after this.
Machine.
Music and video?
Hey, this is music and video department because I got the wrong department.
Sorry?
Is there anybody in the television clothing?
What is it? Sorry, if you hang on a second.
Hurry up.
Oh, how can I help you?
Oh, well, I asked you if there's anybody in the television clothing department.
And I asked you to hang on a second. I was telling the music thing.
And then you remembered, and then you asked me again. I mean, what is this? What kind of way of business is this?
Please enter your destination number now.
Did she say welcome to Belsegoven? Welcome to Belsegoven. You put him in the thing.
Hello, I'm using video.
Madam, I would like to apologize for my previous transgressions.
I'm not the person you spoke to before.
Okay, well, I was rude to her, and I would like to apologize to her, but can you help me first?
I'll try, yep.
Okay, well, the issue is I'm looking for television clothing. I was looking for the person in that department. And she kept asking, she's like, what? What? You know, she kept asking the question again and again.
Well, I'm not too sure what you're asking for either. A TV quote?
Clothing, ma'am.
Clothing?
For the TV.
Who does clothing?
For the television, you twit. I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
Sorry, you have to phone back.
No. Come on, I'm sorry. Come on, baby, I'm sorry. Damn.
Please enter your destination number now.
You'll have to go to... I don't know what department this was. Shit.
March 2nd, the government announced its decision on the royalty rates internet radio webcasters must pay the music industry to license the music we play. The problem is the new rates amount to over 100% of even the most successful webcasters' online radio revenues.
Hello, Judge Coven.
Hey, is this the lady again about the TVs?
TVs?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dine Home Leisure.
What's her name?
No, I have had that conversation before.
What the hell, ma'am? What is your location inside the store, please?
Enter your destination number.
These people just sound like these people. They're sick. Assholes. They think their shit doesn't stink.
This means unless the rates are cheap.
Good morning, Arthur Govan. David speaking. How can I help you?
At once, finally, I speak to a man. How are you, sir?
Hi, how you doing?
I can't stand the fact that you people have women working in stores like this calling the shots, you know? I've been hung up on twice by these women.
Who is this calling anyway?
Well,
I'm a customer.
Yeah, I'm a customer. I've been calling in. I purchased something. And I need to come pick it up, and it's television clothing, and I've been asking for that department for a while. And every time I ask for television clothing, these horses-ass women here, you know, they don't understand what I'm talking about. They hang up on me.
Well, I need to find out who's answered the phone then.
We'll find out. Hurry up. I need names and badge numbers, please.
Names and badge numbers?
Please, if you can.
Well, I need to find out who you spoke to. How can I help you anyway?
Well, I'm looking for television clothing. I said I made a purchase. I bought two large television clothing. And
television?
I need clothing.
Clothing?
Yeah.
Television clothing?
Yes, sir. Television clothing.
Yeah.
I don't know what you bastards call it here, but we call it television clothing back in the States.
What is television clothing? Is it just ordinary clothing?
Yeah, whatever. It's for the television, man. The TV. The telly. What do you guys call it here? The telly machine? You know
We call it TV.
The television machine.
The tube.
Television machine? Not the television machine.
Yeah, you got a television machine there?
No, we've got a TV, but not a television machine.
That's what I'm saying. We call it a television machine, man. You know, what are you talking on right now? What are you talking to me on?
On a telephone?
No. The telephone machine.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Telephone machine. An answering machine.
Telephone machine, man. What you got?
An answering machine.
What's in your hand right now? What are you holding?
A telephone.
Telephone machine.
Well, we call it an answering machine.
No. It's just a machine.
Yes. Well, we can tell what you're looking for then. What are you looking for?
How do you get to work in the morning?
Same problem as you, by car.
Yeah? Well, it's the car machine. You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you take the car machine.
Uh-huh. We call it a car.
The car machine. No, but it's a car machine.
We call it a car.
Yeah. Well, I don't care what you call it, man, but I'm looking for television clothing. You see, we have differences, but together, we make a pretty good team, you know?
Television clothing?
Television clothing, yeah. Look it up in the manual.
Television clothing?
You got an English to American...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Do you have an English to American dictionary there?
No.
No? You sure you don't? It's a pretty big store.
No.
Why don't you look it up on your computer machine?
Who is this?
You got any book machines there?
Who is this?
My name is Jack Valente and I just had a stroke.
Right, and...
Don't forget the stroke part. Whatever that was.
That's funny. Television clothing, everybody. Let me turn the mic back on here, or the camera back on. How do I do that?
You're nuts. That's hilarious.
Yeah, man. Nunu says that Ellie is wearing television clothing.
Make a quick shout out here, Hermano.
Of course. Go ahead, Milkman. Shout it out.
Yeah, man, I'd like to thank some of our new listeners for tuning in out there. The Yay Horner. Yay! Yay! Yay Horner's tuning in tonight.
Okay, great.
Also, there's Ellie. I'd like to shout out to everybody, all our friends out there. Serenity.
All our friends in Ellie.
Ed, Hollywood, Killer, MST3 Clay, Zolar, Sidekick Chuck, John Rica, all of our friends, Evil Artie, Barry. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. We got numbers in Guam coming in here from our homeboy, Lonesome Loser. I say we go ahead and hit those up. I'm pretty sure I can call Guam without a penalty on the spoof card. We'll find out in just a moment, everybody. Now, if you do want to reach us here tonight, you can. The toll-free line is not open yet, but it will be open in a moment if you want to make a note of that. The toll-free line will be 1-888-278-8509. I, of course, am Carlito, your host here on Madhouse Radio, which is live every Thursday night starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we're in the first hour of our show still.
Excuse me.
Just had some great turkey roast that I made earlier this afternoon. I slowly baked it for about 2.5 hours, and it came out very well. I recommend everybody do that. Look in your grocer's freezer for turkey, my favorite meat. In Guam, we have Winchell's Donuts and Pastries. We also have a Subway. Let's go ahead and give a call to that Subway. That's a Subway restaurant in the island of Guam, a United States territory. For those of you who don't know, they are all Americans. They are all English speakers. They live in a very small island in the Pacific. I don't know off the top of my head. Milkman, any idea what time it would be over there in Guam? I don't know off the top of my head. Let's look up Guam time zone.
Guam's 13 hours ahead of us, man.
They're tomorrow already. I know that much.
13 hours ahead of us.
I think it's like 11 a.m.
Yeah,
over there now.
It's about 11 o'clock.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's actually Saturday. It's actually Friday at 12:51 p.m. right now in Guam. It's almost 1 p.m. tomorrow over there. That is awesome. So let's give them a call over there and see how they're doing, our brothers and sisters in Guam. Just a moment. Yes. All right, the spoof card does not call Guam. So we're going to need an international card, or we're going to call Guam. Milkman, do you have yours akimbo?
That's green.
Milkman has one. We got to find it, though.
The card? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Send that to me if you could, please. I would appreciate it, sir. Okay, while you work on that, let's call one of these U.S. 50 state numbers before they close up here and mix it up a little bit. We're going to call Plowboys Market. Plowboys Market is in Fountain Valley, California. We're going to continue with the song.
Yeah,
be right back. Guam coming up later in the show.
That's my favorite restaurant, that, man.
Also, we do have a confirmation. Rec Lude will be joining us later tonight at around 11:30 p.m. in about 45 minutes from now. Well, I'll look forward to that
as
well.
That's where I want to move to, man.
Reclude? Yeah, me too.
Valley.
Yeah, I got you.
Big thanks to Milkman for sending in the international card. Thank you, sir. Still laughing over there. People be quiet.
Did they laugh?
He's laughing. He's serious.
We're white. We're rich. We're laughing. White people laughing. Hello?
Hello, Plowboys Market.
I don't appreciate going in there, sir, and soliciting people with coupons and getting laughed at by affluent men who called me an immigrant and asked me for my green card in front of children and then encouraged the children to say racial epithets at me. I don't appreciate this.
I don't understand what happened. You came into Plowboys Market?
I came in and I was giving out coupons for my business. I am a dry cleaner. And this man came up to me.
Were you inside?
He said, "Hey, boy." And I said, "Excuse me." And I said, "Hey, boy, come here. What are you doing?"
Who came up to you?
It was a man.
Was it a tall gentleman? A short gentleman? Was he white?
He was so scary. And he took, I was holding a whole stack of regularly sized paper in canary yellow with the little thing where you could cut it out. And he took the stack I was holding and he slapped it very hard with the palm of his hand from the very top down and scattered them everywhere. And he said he was...
Were you inside the store doing this?
Yes. And he said, I'm going to make you pick up every single one that you just dropped. And I tried to tell him, "Sir, I didn't drop it. I didn't do anything."
First of all, I can't believe it's one of my employees.
He threatened me, and he said he was going to pull out his thing, and he was going to do something to me, and I wouldn't ever dare.
None of our people. I'm sorry, you. I don't know if you came across an employee. I wish you could describe him so I could talk to him.
Maybe it was a sick person. A sick person that you have.
I can't talk to him about it. I can't believe one of my employees would do that.
Who do you think it was? Who would do such a thing and hurt my feelings?
I have no idea.
He pulled, and then he said he was going to pull out his penis. And he was going to do something to me with it.
I can't possibly know who that is. And
it was a tall gentleman. It was that tall gentleman there who thinks he owns the world.
And then, I don't have anybody like that here.
And these kids came by. And he told him, "Hey, kids, look at this man.
We don't have anybody like that.
He's a gay.
A customer or something."
He said that I'm a gay.
Hang up.
Who was this customer? If you don't, are you protecting this person?
I can't answer that because you can't describe the gentleman to me.
You are protecting this tall man.
I am not protecting. I have a lot of tall men.
It was a tall man wearing shoes, and he had his hair. He was wearing shoes,
everybody.
To place
a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded call.
Excuse me, had a watch on.
He showed me his penis. Penis. Did you get that part, Tuck? Penis.
Penis.
Don't forget the penis part. Hey, everybody. Don't forget your penis parts here tonight. This is Madhouse Radio, the MadhouseLive.com people. I am Carlito again, and this is...
That's right.
Milkman is here. Milkman is the co-host for 4 years going. We have Tuck as well here, our good artiste. Please visit his website. That's over at TuckerMike.com.
I've only been here a year.
Well, you've been...
The famous artist.
That's right.
Also in the madhouse.
The fartest. Milkman, did you see those exciting... I did want to announce here, of course, a few bit of madhouse announcements. Next week, there will not be a live show. I am going to be undisposed. But look what I am doing here. I've been working with Hollywood Vagina. And together we have been putting together, a new best of Madhouse shows going back 2005, early 2006. Some stuff that hasn't been heard of.
Oh, that's cool.
You want me to give you a quick I'll give you a ghetto trailer over here. Hang on. Let's see what this one is.
Yeah.
Oh, he's there. Oh, I guess that's too late. Oh, is this the Alcoholics Anonymous?
It is, yes.
Okay. My name is Billy Mira.
Billy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I'm Jackie.
Hi, I'm an alcoholic.
This is from,
This
is from January 12th, 2006. My favorite part is how it ends. Everybody listen to this here.
That's up to you.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, yeah.
Do you want help?
Yes. Help me, please.
Well, if you give me your name, I can get someone who can call you, and,
My name is...
Your name is Billy, isn't it?
My name is Al.
Al?
Alcoholic.
Right, okay, then. If you really want...
Enter your destination.
Yes, I need you to help. You can drink half, baby.
Listen to that. A young milkman over there in the background talking. Did you hear that? That was old. That was from January.
A young milkman with black hair.
Yeah, with black hair.
Hey, great. See those cool old photographs.
Here's something else that you guys might find a little interesting as well. Let's see if I can find this here. See, I still have it in edit mode.
Hey, man, for all that, why don't you guys just carry taser guns, man?
Oh, we don't...
Here we go.
Thank you. Was our learn those a compo when you hear this one? I'm serious. I mean, we're not taking up your time, right? I mean, if not...
Dude, all I know is I fucking get Zola on the phone, and right away he starts beating me up. I thought the fucking guy loves me.
I don't know. You guys... I thought you guys had more love for each other, but... I don't know. All right, hang on, guys. We'll hopefully you can hear this, and hang on, everybody, for the first time. I hope I don't get in trouble for this with KDK, but...
I played a clip already.
Play it. All right, here we go. That's not it.
Son of a fucking Puerto Rican procrastinate like there's no fucking tomorrow.
It's just my genetic makeup. That's my lot in life, to be always be miserable and unhappy. Yeah. You know how much I love you, right? God, every day that he sent me somebody like you... Fuck people without condoms. I didn't even give a shit because, as far as I was concerned, if I would die, it would just prevent me from a life of unhappiness. To me,
and stuff like that, where I'm just trying to be shocking and harsh, and it's not right. We should call KDK right now on the air if Lego would provide that service to us, and we should tell him that we love him and that we appreciate the fact that he built this whole fucking area for us to be what we are. Yeah, do you know I was kidding?
No, I think you're a scumbag. I think you're kidding now.
No. And at the end of him playing the clip, did you hear me say that, you know, I'm going to break character and not be a satirist?
Everybody knows I'm crazy. I have chemical imbalances. I'm manic depressive and bipolar. And, you know what? If you don't like it, don't listen.
Right, but what I'm saying, though, do you know I'm kidding when we say, you know, we don't fucking buy, you know, when I'm being crass? Do you know?
No, I think you're kidding now. I think you really are an asshole.
All right,
I think
I'm at the end of them playing.
All that and more next week. All that and more next week. Dude, there's so much shit on there that's old that I forgot about. Can you imagine that? That was me, Lego, and Zolar calling KDK way back. Like, that's like when the whole split, like that ugly episode started. That was a long time ago. Yeah, man. So that's
good.
I heard that, my God.
Huh? You guys. Alright, guys, let's move on. Let's do some more prank calls. What do you say? This computer over here keeps shutting off. Sucks, man. It's not fair.
Stop doing that.
Let me go ahead and open up the toll-free line here. If you want to call in, now's the time. By the time this delay
starts. Yeah, somebody just messaged me. They said they'd like to call in.
Oh, really? Really? Good for them. The line is 1-888-278-8509.
And that is not douche.
Good. Yeah, no douche calling. All right. So now we have a number to call the Guam country.
They got pissed off in the one man in green.
We have a number to call Guam with now, a phone card that is. So we're all excited about that. Thank you, Milkman, for sending that in, brother. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotta step out. I gotta handle something in the other room real quick. In the meantime, we are gonna call Guam next. But before that, we're gonna listen to another new prank call, which is given to us by a good friend Baz. He submitted 4 prank calls from the past, classic prank calls, and this one here is called 6494. In 6494, I, Carlito, call. I call some number in Scotland, you know, Scotland. And I guess over there they have this thing where they give out the last 4 digits of the phone call. Like, you know, if your number ends in 1253, you know, when you pick up, you go 1253. So he did it to me, and I didn't understand it at first. So I just, you know, I go into some, like, trucker CB talk with him over number codes, and he gets upset.
That was a great call.
Thank you. Well, it's coming up next. Thank you for helping us out with that, sir. And also...
No problem.
Thank you. And at the end of it, he's obviously upset.
Oh, God.
I thought that he sounds like... Cause I heard him say Scootland, and I said, wow, that sounds just like, you know, William Wallace said it on Braveheart. So I asked him to say freedom, but he refused to say it. So I want to find this guy's number again and see if I can get him to say freedom. But here we go. Listen to this. I'll be right back. Thank you.
7451 or whatever it was.
1825.
This is the number, right?
Milkman, remind me. I had to talk about the new CD. Remind me.
6494.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What?
6428. Hello?
You called the wrong number.
This is 6494.
It is.
This is 6428. How are you doing?
Who the hell are you?
Copying. What's your current status? 6494. Over.
Listen, who are you?
This is 6482, and I'm asking for your status. 6494. Do you copy? What's your 1012? Thank you.
Would you get off the phone? It's only 7:20 in the morning in Britain.
What's the big fucking deal? It's Friday, dude.
1 Adam 12.
Pick up the UK.
We're the ones that got it down properly.
6484.
6257, what's your status? Over.
Look, this is a private house in Scotland.
It's a house in Scotland. Can you say freedom for me, please? Freedom! Say it. Say it. I command you, I'm American. Say freedom.
Listen.
Just say freedom, asshole. Please, just do it for me. You gotta bust my load. Say freedom. Oh, fuck, I wanted him to say freedom.
Yes, I did want him to say freedom. That's what Milkman said. Carlito, get high or drunk or both. You sound sad and depressed.
I'm working on it. I'm drunk. That's why I sound like that. I'm not depressed. Alcohol is a depressant. This here is a tall Heineken.
Yes, it is.
I say Heineken.
Yeah, don't bring alcohol in the picture.
Let's give Barney some Heineken over here, everybody.
Don't drink your vodka. You'll be doing mean pranks.
I'm giving Barney some Heineken. Look at that.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't been doing that.
Yeah. All right. That was gay. All right, everybody. Let's do another live prank call. Let's call Dwan.
Lying there and looking at the good gun lovingly and caressing it and cleaning it.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Attention. 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 We're going to be calling the Jamaican Grill in Guam, in the Chamorro Village in Guam. Let's do that now.
The Chamorro Village.
Hey,
no,
is the line open?
Really?
So somebody's telling me that the line is busy.
No, the line's open. Yeah, that's weird. I don't know what's going on with the toll-free. I don't think it's working.
Yeah, I'm still getting the message it's busy.
I don't understand why. Why that would happen? Why would?
Is it no longer toll free?
Oh no, it's working. It's paid. It says it's enabled. I don't know. You want to call the toll free people again? We call them all the time. Let's see. Let me check my settings. Maybe it's forwarding to the wrong number. Let me see the number I'm putting in.
I was gonna say check and see if the modem needs recycled or whatever.
No. I'm forwarding it to the wrong number. Who knows who's getting these calls? Someone's da 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 da. No, that's the right number. Hang on, let's see here. Settings. I'm a T-Mobile customer and been one for a long time. And I sport the HTC T-Mobile Dash, you know. And then this week, or earlier this week, on Tuesday, they announced the Google phone. T-Mobile's going to have their first 3G phone, the G1. It's by HTC. It looks really nice. It's missing some stuff, but it's going to go out. It's got the Android platform, and it looks like it's going to be a winner. And I was like, really? I was like, you know what? I'm going to upgrade and I'm going to get that new Google phone, put some effort behind it. I'd like to see Android take off as a cell phone platform. This is like an open source where anybody can make whatever widget or thing that they want to do for it, you know? So, I go to, you know, and T-Mobile's like $179.99, you know, for the phone. But that's for, old, like, new customers, you know, who are going to make a new contract. For me as an existing customer, instead of $179, it's $299. It's like a goddamn $120 difference. Isn't it? Yeah, $120. $179. Yeah. So I'm like, dude, that sucks.
Discount for somebody who's had an account for all those.
That's what I'm saying. You're right, man. They should. I'm showing here actually that this number is correct. It's forwarding correctly. So
have you heard that the new Google browser? Have you checked it out yet? I just heard about it. I haven't downloaded.
Yeah, Chrome. It's fast, and you have the ability. You know, Firefox. As much as I like it, because I have so much that I can do with all the plugins and extensions, it's gone to the point where it's bloated. Now, Chrome.
A memory hog.
It is. Chrome is not. Chrome is like speedy. It's fast. It's good. It just doesn't have the extensions and add-ons that Firefox does. I can see myself using two browsers now. I can see myself using for general stuff. I can see myself using Chrome, and on the side also have Firefox running with, you know, for my add-ons and extensions and all that kind of stuff. I could see myself starting to do that this weekend. I actually thought about it this weekend.
Yeah.
And I haven't looked yet, but I'm looking for a portable version of Chrome. I think there is one out there. I want to install that on my jump drive. Man, we're talking some nerd stuff, aren't we? What's that about? Yeah, it's... guys,
nerd.
I don't know what's going on with the toll-free. Honestly, I'm trying to call it. Let me try it again. Let me see what happens. It's supposed to be working. No, it's not. So, I don't know. I can call customer service. They're open 24 hours a day. I mean, I'll just have to play music or something. I mean, it's... like
I think we better call them up. Yeah, I think we better call him up.
Well, I'm on the air, and I got to mute the camera because I had to
give
up.
Who is it trying to call in? It's so gosh darn important.
I don't know. Milkman just gets so silly sometimes and so dramatic.
Is he trying to call in?
Well,
Alright, guys. I gotta listen. 2 to 3 minutes, man. I gotta get this somewhere where it doesn't make the damn noise. I'll have to put on my leg and talk to my leg. Alright, in the meantime, we are going to be calling Guam. Let's go and call Guam on the other line while we're at it. We'll see what happens here.
Hey, you know what? Just wanted to do a quick plug here for next week. If y'all are listening, make sure you tune in on Tuesday night around 11. Check out the Madhouse stream. We're supposed to have a new act supposed to be joining us.
Yeah, do that. Recklew wants to call in. Let's get Recklew on the line here. I'm going to give him the direct line.
That's right. What is it? It's a mind vomit and randomonium.
Yeah, Rack, I don't know what's going on with it. Someone's getting through here.
What is
Hello.
That?
Hello. Yeah, who's this? Jay. Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on? Am I actually on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air now, man.
All right,
what's going on, dude?
I'm watching fucking... Fuck.
Yeah?
I don't know. Let's see here. I don't know, man.
You don't know?
I'm ready to call people and I'm about to smoke fucking bongs all day, all night.
Awesome, dude. Hey, let's call Guam. We're ready to call Guam.
Yeah, what's going on with Guam?
In the past, we did Four Finger Freddy. You did Four Finger Freddy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You remember that
shit. Four Finger Freddy. I remember that motherfucker.
Hell yeah. This is Recklude, everybody. Recklude has no website, but he is Recklude.
I'm getting one, but I just... See, the problem is I have this weird thing with the name. Like, I'm trying to do other things with it, which, like, some people, like, know me for that name for, like, record production.
Right.
And then, like, obviously I've said some really fuck up and offensive shit as that same name, so...
Gotcha.
I'll figure it out one
yeah,
day.
Yeah, we'll figure it out one day. Don't worry about it. All right. I sent you the shit in the chat room, or I'm going to send it to you in Yahoo also, I guess. I don't know what you want to use.
Who are you calling?
Let's give you the list of numbers that we got here in Guam.
Okay, let's call the fucking, let's call Bora. The Bleaks.
The what?
The Bleaks.
Yeah, who's
here? Hold on,
yeah.
A second. Let me actually look.
Actually, on the phone.
Let's see here. Good old Lonesome Loser.
I got
fucking Subway. No. Donuts, Windchills, Donuts and Paste. We got fucking
Bread.
Plaza Hotel. And maybe Hotel, man. Let's say Michelle's Coffee Shop, Veterans Highway. That sounds like a bunch of fucking vets.
Yeah.
No, it's probably just some fucking... What do they have over there? Are they fucking, like...
Coconuts and...
What's the Native American kind of people?
They're like Samoan-looking kind of... You know, like Mongoloid-looking kind of guys. Spanish. A lot of Filipinos are living there, and they take all the cheap jobs. That's like their...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like everywhere they live? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much. Yeah.
No, do they live anywhere and take the good ones?
I don't know. They're like the cheap labor.
Oh, wait. I shouldn't have said that.
They're the cheap labor of the Mariana Islands. And they're all citizens. That's why they go there.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. Fucking broads can choke it.
Yeah. They can choke it.
Broads could choke it. Well, they will. Not that they can, but...
They could.
They would. No, they just do. I mean, it's just... I don't know. Maybe I've yet to find an amazing Filipino broad, but...
All right, so the hotel or the subway or what? What's going on?
Let's call the hotel. Let's get them fucking... Let's put the ho in hotel.
Let's do it. The Grand Plaza Hotel. Recklude Carlito phone calls. It's busy anyway.
Black.
I'm going to call the Inn on the Bay.
The Inn?
Inn on the Bay, Route 2.
Yeah, what's the city? Like, the city?
The big... they got one big city there. Well, let's go ahead and go to the Wikipedia machine, unless anybody out there wants to submit some information on...
Yeah, tell us about Guam. I mean, I know they got fucking, you know...
Big tits.
What, they got a bunch of tan-looking people?
They got
the
big tits in Guam.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Those women out there, they got big floppers. All over those islands, man. It said the Japs don't have any big tits. They got small tits.
I'll tell you what, I'd take one of them Japs, though.
Yeah?
Fucking them Japs, you can bang them. Hell yeah.
Dirty girls, too. They do dirty stuff.
They look good.
Yeah, they do dirty stuff.
A lot of people
really
have to make up for it.
Yeah. Yeah, Baz.
No, fucking snow fogs.
All right, guys, let's find... Give me a city. What, I'm looking on this Wikipedia page, and I can't find anything. Culture, government, and politics. Guam is governed by an elected governor. Blah, blah, blah. Non-voting, blah, blah, blah. Oh, shit. It doesn't say crap here. They got military bases. I see that.
Just say, all right, I got a premise now.
All right, what's your premise? What's your premise?
Well, we'll say, like, all right, so I feel like doing Richie Randall calls and trying to get, see how Richie Randall's starting to be, like, really sexual towards women at the end of the call. And basically, like, he's going to be in town for some fucking tour or some shit. He's going to, he's playing on the military bases, like an LSU.
Yeah?
Oh, wait a minute. What the fuck is that? USO.
The USO is the military kind of thing, yeah.
Like Bob Hope, sounds like Bob Hope's grandson. There you go.
Okay.
There's a good one.
The Capitol's
called... the United States Opera.
The Capitol's called Hagatania. 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 H-A-G-A-T-N-A is the capital of the fucking place.
Well, I'm a dumb American.
Bloody bastard.
Yeah, alright, we'll find...
Randall's not the most eloquent person on there.
He doesn't have to be either. He wears a bow tie, has braces, so what the fuck, alright?
Exactly, he's an embodiment of the true American spirit.
That's right, good work.
Richie Randall.
In on the bay, everybody. This is in a... Hey, that's... We got a Richie Randall call that's going to be on next week's Best Of episode. Catch it.
Oh, yeah, which one?
The good one, the one to the monkey bar. That's the one where the whole story got laid out.
Yeah.
I'm putting all the, like, the 15-minute prank calls that I can't ever really release because they're too long. I'm making a show out of them. We got some old stuff going back, like, 05 and stuff, man.
See, I heard that stuff you're playing with Zolar fucking with KDK and shit. That shit was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
We need to go back. Is he still on the air?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he is. Yeah, he is,
motherfuckers,
man.
Like that are never... Yeah. What else could they do?
I don't know.
Well, he's going to be on the fucking air. He's always got, like, two people listening.
Well, I mean, whatever makes him happy. I mean, he's a genius in his own mind. Let's call In on the Bay, all right?
In on the Bay.
In on the Bay. White lady.
In on the Bay, can I help you?
Hello? Are you here? Are you guys open?
Yes, we are.
Hello, how many rooms you got? Because we got a big band coming through. We got planes of military bases. But you don't have any room to stay on the bases, so we got to go to one of you guys. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How many rooms are...
Basically, the band is like about 5 people. So, you know, as many rooms as we can get. It's all paid for. The promoters are all paying for it. With the USO tour.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, because I'm Bob Hope's grandson, and we're going on a tour. He got me, you know, when I was young, I was playing the USO tours. So,
oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we got to get a room. You guys get breakfast in here?
Actually, we don't. It's just a plain room, but I think you should come and see the room and see if you...
We can't be driving all over the country. We just want to know if you got any rooms. You know, we'll put a down payment on it or something. I'll have my manager talk to you. Yeah, we got to get some rooms quick. We're just kind of scouting around. He's on his cell phone, too. We're all on our cell phones trying to get a place to stay right now.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, we're going all crazy around. I mean, I guess we hit up all the close spots because everybody's young going, you know what I'm saying, in and there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I mean.
I don't think we'll be able to accommodate all of you guys.
Oh,
I think we have, like, one or two rooms available.
Oh, jeez. Okay, you got 2 rooms? How big are these?
It's just a 1-bedroom.
Oh, man. You guys got a little cot here. Extend beds or maybe them beds that pull out from the walls. You guys got those?
No,
or maybe cots. Maybe military could supply us a cot. I mean, it's real... You know, I mean, we're just stuck. We'll get those rooms, but, I mean, do you guys have any sister hotels?
I can refer you to other hotels.
Okay, listen, but I mean, this is, you're backing me up against the wall here. You gotta help me out. You got like two rooms. Let's get them. We can have everybody sleep in there, and then you
five
know what I'm
people?
Saying. Yeah, I mean, we gotta do it, you know what I'm saying? It's the military, we gotta, you know, your troops, we gotta
uh-huh.
help them troops, you know, cheer them up, you know, get them moving, you know, so, I mean, we gotta do what we gotta do, you know, what's so funny?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
What was funny?
No, well, just your...
What'd you laugh at me?
Just your excitement in wanting
okay.
to cheer up the...
Yeah. Are you making
that's
fun
it.
Of me?
I wasn't making fun of you. But that's...
You're just not like the American troops. Are you not American or citizen or something? You just don't like the troops?
No, I wasn't
okay.
trying to offend you at all, sir.
Oh, jeez. What's your name?
My name is Amy.
Amy, okay. You got a manager there? I can speak to.
He's not here.
Okay, anybody there except, because that, I can't put up with that. I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying, I put my heart and soul into my show, and then somebody, you know, laughs at me. It just throws me all apart. I don't know how to take that, you know. Because, you know, my granddad, he's dead now, you know, he spent his whole life trying to make the troops happy, you know, and I just try to, you know, get excited about it, and you giggle at me. Okay, now what kind of bullshit
sir.
Is that? I'm going crazy. Now,
sir,
can you get us those two rooms or what?
We only have two rooms available.
Okay, we'll get them. Let's book them, all right? It's no more Mr. Nice Guy.
May I have your name, sir?
Richie Randall. When you spell that, it's R-I-C-H-R-I-C-H. No, R-I-C-H-I-E, and then R-A-A-N-G-A-L-L. That's my name.
And you need two rooms?
I need two rooms. You guys got some mosquitoes down there a lot?
I'm sorry?
You guys got mosquitoes a lot or anything I should know about? I'm highly allergic to different animals and insects.
I can't deny that there are mosquitoes.
You can't deny it.
And because it's the rainy season,
oh,
there are ants.
Right. So you don't get in the room, so do they?
I'm pretty sure they do, sir.
Oh, jeez. How many of them get in the rooms at once?
I really can't tell you.
But I know that there are... You're just not like us Americans, or what? I mean, is it that, or what? I just can't get it about you. I mean, you're just not like us. You want me to believe there's mosquitoes, and, you know, and my, you know, my feelings are silly, laughable. I don't get you. It really brings me down.
Sir, I am being I'm trying to be as nice as possible.
Yeah, I can
and if
tell.
You're
but you're hiding it, though. I mean, I know what you're doing. And, you know, I thought you were a nice guy, but I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I just need two rooms. Can we get those right away? Because, I mean, I ain't got all time to talk on the phone.
We can go ahead and book those rooms, sir.
Go ahead. Hurry. Just book them. Okay.
And when do you need it for today?
Just book them.
I need the date that you would need them for, sir.
A date? Okay, how about the next 2 days?
So you need them on the 26th?
Oh, Jesus
Christ. And you're going to check out?
We need it for 2 days. That's how much
okay.
we need them for. Two
so you
days.
Need it for the 20th.
Yeah, for today and tomorrow, and then the next day.
Eight.
Well, that's 3 days.
So you need it
for
the 29th.
And then any other rooms open up, you'll put me right in there. You'll sign my name on the paper.
Okay, sir. It's $77 per night, and in the room...
Only seven a night, you guys?
Seven.
Okay. Now I know you guys don't like us. This is the last straw. Why are you trying to overcharge us? I know guys that go in there and get $60 or something. Plus, we're with the USO tour. I mean, you're just going to charge us out there. Do you not like Americans, or what? What is your problem, lady? What is your... Seriously, I need to hear something about this, because I'm sensing... I mean, what, are you from Pakistan or something? Hello?
Sir?
Yeah, okay, we need to talk about this. This is getting out of hand. So just give me your manager, whatever you gotta do. I mean, because I'm not dealing with this anymore. I've worked too hard and paid my dues, and I don't need to be treated like this. You know, I don't ask for much. You know, I don't have to pretend I'm some rock star or nothing. Even though I can play guitar pretty well, but I'm not a rock star, and I don't, you know, all I ask for is a little respect, you know, and just respect for what I do and who I am. That's all, you know. I mean, we come to your country, we respect you, wherever you're from, you know what I'm saying? And then this, I can't deal with it. All the stuff that's going on in the world, and you're going to try to make me feel bad for who I am? That's wrong. I'm sure we help you people out a lot. I'm pretty sure. You guys got a banquet room or what? What's going on? You're not talking to me.
Sir, I do not want to talk
okay,
to you.
Okay, you got a banquet room?
No, we don't.
Okay, well then forget it then. Now what were you about to say?
For the room, it's $77.70.
That sounds like a made up price. Like who has prices like that? People just that's just made up. That's
sir,
not even a real
sorry,
price.
You're not happy with the prices.
$69.99. Now that's the price. You don't tell me $77.70. You're just trying to hear me say the S word. Over and over again, S-S-S. I'm losing you here. I'm not hearing you too much anymore. Is your phone cutting out? Hello? Phone's going out. Hello, can you hear me? Hello? I hear something. I hear a little hum of a machine in there or something.
Hello?
I'm hearing something.
Hello?
Yeah, can I hear you now?
Yes, sir, I can hear you now.
Okay, listen, what's going on with the phones?
I am not too sure, sir.
Okay, listen, I've had about enough. Who owns your building?
Jerry Torres.
Jerry Torres. I'm going to write this down. Hold on a second. Jerry Torres. Wait a minute. Jerry Torres. Wait a minute, how long has he been in Guam?
I am not too sure, sir.
I think you're just jerking me around. So what's your real price over there? Will you charge all the natives?
Sir, for the oceanfront one-bedroom, we normally charge $88.80. And since you informed me that you're with this group for the military, I brought it down to $77.70.
It's trying to make me feel bad or something?
I'm not trying to make you feel bad, sir.
All right, where can we go with this?
If you want to book the rooms, I can hold the two rooms till 3 o'clock today.
3 o'clock. What time is it now?
It's 1:41.
So I only got like 1 hour and 19 minutes to decide?
If you need it any longer, please let me know. But I will hold the two rooms that we have available.
Okay, you guys should hold them down there. That's great. That's great.
We do close at 5 o'clock this evening.
What anemones do you have down there? Anemones.
Basically,
what's that?
Basically, it's just a TV The pool. That's pretty much it.
You guys got, do they have anybody that does in calls over there?
Incoming calls?
No, no, I mean, like, do you have staff members that do, like, incoming call? Like, no, I mean, like, in calls, like, visits to your apartment.
No, we don't, sir.
Do you guys have, like, the Yellow Pages, like, because what we're looking for, too, is just a couple nights, like, one of the nights is Uncle Sam night, so what they're doing is they let us get a couple escorts, and they say it's okay with the law.
We do not provide any of those services, sir.
Okay, do you know anything about it? You got any, like, you got anybody that's doing that around there? Because we need to get five of them.
Five escorts?
Yeah.
Mm,
I mean, we'll settle for two, one per room.
Yeah, I have no clue as to who does, who provides those services, sir.
Provides escorts? You guys, I know you guys got them over there. Seriously.
Not here at the hotel. You would probably find them up north.
Oh, yeah?
Up north, you would find them. But
where
did
you find them
at? You can probably look at the, you know, bigger hotels. They probably provide those services.
Are you serious? That's crazy. See, I was just joking. I didn't know you guys really did that, but that's crazy. You guys really have a bunch of escorts over there. That's horrible.
I am not confirming that they do. I'm assuming that they do.
You just told me where to go get hookers at. You realize that? I'm going to tell your manager.
I did not think that you were talking about hookers, sir.
Come on, what's an escort? Come on. Don't give me that nonsense. Shit.
Sir, is there anything else I can help you with regarding the room?
Yeah, I got a question for you. How much would it cost?
It would cost $77.70.
No, I'm not talking about the room. I'm talking about, you know, what? Who else you got working here tonight?
For
the escorts.
Sir, we do not provide those services.
So you have anybody that maybe, like, we can just work a deal? You know, you can add some money onto the room or something, and I can just work a little deal in here.
No, we don't.
Tell you what, I'm a really good guitar player. I guarantee I'm more good-looking than any guy in Guam.
I'm sorry, sir, I can't.
May not be a rock star, but I'm a good guy, a good-looking guy, real clean. And that's I'm not some overweight businessman, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking real good. You give me escorts, you know, I mean, or, you know, whatever. If you're not doing anything, you stop by, you know, whatever works.
I'm sorry, sir, I can't.
It doesn't even have to be for money, you know. I mean, it could be free. I'm not trying to do that to you, you know what I mean?
Is there anything else I can help you with the room, sir?
Yeah, when are you going to be down in it?
I'm sorry?
When are you going to be in there?
We
What's the room number? I'll just tell you which one to go to. I'll take that one. Send the band, the other guys, back to the other one.
Okay. I don't have a room number right now.
Right. Well, that's fine. Why don't you just come down? Like, what I'll do? You're going to be at the desk. How late are you working tonight?
We're only open till 5 this evening.
Okay. Well, see, I'll be there about, you know, 3:34. And get you a little time or whatever. You can stop by. We can hang out, chill, relax. You know, we talk about the stuff and scenery. You know, and then one thing leads to another. You know, and then you get off your shift. You know, and hop on in.
Okay, sir. We'll see you at 5:00.
All right. No, I'm gonna be there early for you though to stop by and see you. I mean, you're going to be taking my ID, right?
Yes, he will.
Okay, sweet. No, you will. I'm going to be down after you.
Thank you very much, sir, and we'll see
you later. So what's going on? So what's going through your head right now? Tell me. Just share your thoughts.
Sir, I really don't want to talk about that. I only am here to help you if you need to make a reservation.
Well, that's fine. We already covered that, so let's go to the next step.
Yeah,
I'm going to research on your personal time.
Bye-bye.
It's going to be you and me together.
You finally hung up. She's like, we don't provide those services. And at the end, you're like,
Randall totally changed. Hit a 180. That was horrible.
She's like, well, when are you going to be?
You have $2.80.
She's like, sir. That's funny. Apertoad wants you to play. I don't have the song Kung Fu Fighting. I just don't have it. I don't think I do.
It?
You know that song, Everybody Was Kung Fu Fighting?
Yeah, I know that fucking song.
I don't have it. I don't have it. Some kid wants me to play it. I'm saying I can't. I just can't. I can't. You want to hang on? I'm going to do a call to the UK. We're going to call a fucking, what was it? A taxi company.
What town?
It's in Bedford, England.
Oh.
There's some Pakistanis. They have Crown Vicks, I guess, or Crown Cars, it says. I don't know what Crown Cars are.
Crown Vicks.
I don't know what a Crown Car is. Are you in the IRC, or are you in the Yahoo? Where are you at?
I'm outback fucking token a bong.
All right, well, I'm sending you the info if you do get back. This is called the taxi company in Bedford, England, everybody. Let us get ready for that. All right? Good. I'm glad you're ready. Let's do that. Hang on.
Hello, Congress.
Yes, hello.
Listen, I've been down by the Abbey for 25 minutes and nobody is coming to get me.
There.
When do you expect to send the car?
One minute.
Hurry up.
Hold on.
Sorry, son.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
I've been waiting by the Abbey for about 25 minutes, and nobody should stop by to see me.
From where?
The Abbey.
What?
Do you even know this town?
Listen, you haven't even rang me for a taxi.
What?
You rang the wrong place.
I rang you twice.
You haven't rang me, mate.
I've rang you twice. Don't call me. I'm not your mate. I'm not your goddamn mate.
What?
I said I'm not your mate. You come and get me. I'm down.
Listen, go and phone someone else. Yeah, see you later. Yeah.
You fucking BG kid.
They have to say yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Call again, dude. Right. You're gonna call him. That guy seems like he would get pissed.
He's getting pissed. Those packies. Nuna says they're known for being very bad bad taxi people. So. Hang on,
of course. Yeah.
I got
a text.
Which of you guys got the balls that hung up on me?
Let me try him again, alright?
I don't even know what I said, dude. I'm so fucking blasted.
That happens. So what happened to him? Saigon, anyone know? Damn it.
He got back to the center.
Yeah. One crown cost.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hello.
Yes, Saigon.
Hello.
I'm here with my friend. I guess he's having a problem getting picked up, and I was trying to see if I could help him out. I'm a good Samaritan.
You're Andy, yeah?
I'm a good Samaritan, sir. Have you ever heard of us? We travel around in caravans and we help the needy people who need help. Now, this gentleman here is suffering, and I am telling you that you're legally obligated to come send him a vehicle as soon as possible under state regulations. And, sir, how long have you been waiting, did you say? You've been waiting to be picked up?
I've been waiting for about 2 hours.
He's been waiting about 2 hours.
Excuse me, sir. This gentleman that you is right now, he hasn't rang this taxi firm. He's rang some other taxi firm. I've worked here all night for the last 10 hours. I've been here. If he had rang me, I would have picked up the phone and answered to him, yeah?
Well, he should. He hasn't
that's
rung
bullshit.
Yet.
That's bullshit. I never called you. I never.
Why'd you say you never called me then?
I was like, I was trying to play a different character.
You
right?
took,
I don't know.
You took his side. I know.
I never called you. You son of a bitch.
I know. It's crazy. I don't understand why he's calling
the kid
me.
The fucking, dude, it's so annoying to like keep calling. The only problem is with these fucking cards. It's like, see, if it was in America, like, and I was there, dude, I did this the other day. And I just, it's great because you just call them right back, like, over and over again, and they just fucking explode.
Yeah.
This guy's right at the brink because he probably has to answer the phone because of fucking.
Yeah, we'll give him a second.
He knows, like, and then we just keep on calling him a different voice. The guy knows what's off, but it's funny.
He's been there for 10 hours. He's probably already kind of pissed.
He's really
off.
Pissed.
Yeah, he's really pissed.
Dude, call him back again. I don't give a shit.
All right, let me call one. We're going to call the McDonald's in Guam, all right?
All right,
then we'll call him back. Don't let me forget to call him back, because I'll forget, so.
Yeah, dude, that's unnecessary. That shit's for me.
Yeah, all right.
Hilarious.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
You remember Pizza Runners? We got Pizza Runners here.
Pizza Runners.
You remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, fuck it. Let's call that was buddy.
All right, we'll call Pizza Runners.
I know it's goddamn Pizza Runners.
How far away from the beach are you?
That was badass. I was like, she's like, Pizza Runners. Pizza Runners. I was like, I know it's goddamn Pizza Runners.
Yeah, let's cut that Pizza Runners.
That bitch was like, that was a dumbass prank. It was funny.
Yeah. All right, let me get that taken care of. Hang on, man.
All right.
Hey, I guess what?
Triple D's, I say. Oh. Say that.
Well, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just trying to call the locals, you know.
Work for the Royal Offices.
Yeah.
At once, hand me over to the girl. With the biggest triple D's.
The biggest what?
Triple D's, I say. Are you
what
mad?
Is that? Are you fucking idiot?
What are you, you little sand negro?
Well, fuck off.
Oh, fuck you. Go bomb a building, you little bastard.
Please enter your destination
I'm sorry, man.
Number.
No. What was that guy?
I don't know.
Sorry for all the people on prank call radio.
Hello? Hello, can I help you?
Listen, I'm from the royal family. Queen Mother's
for this call.
Down.
For applicable fees,
I need your
see the back of your
food.
Card. We're sorry. The number you have dialed is 641.
Right?
Still not ringing.
Hey, mate. Oi. Go down under for one of them pies.
Still not ringing, alright, let me.
Oh, here we go.
Took a long time.
Thanks, you dumbass. Tom, how may I help you?
Rocky, you guys got that big crocodile special there?
Big one?
What's that?
Big one?
Why don't you speak up, son? Trying to order a pizza.
Yeah, what did you want, sir?
Order me a pizza, and then,
Yeah,
how long will you run it for? Like, how long? I'm on the outskirts of the city.
Yeah.
I'm on the other edge of town. Would I have to run there to get it? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh,
hello.
All right, yes. I need to go run and get a pizza.
Yeah.
How much do you sell them for? Like a large?
Pick up or delivered.
I want, how far do you deliver?
Where was it to?
Rocky, I don't know. I'm at age. I'm over at, what is it? The Stingray Hotel.
Yeah.
Over at the Stingray Hotel. Want to come deliver to me here?
Nah.
Should I come up there? Do I have to take a taxi or something? I mean, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? Are you slow?
Yeah, probably.
You're probably a little bit slow, are you? Okay, that's okay.
You have $1.37. Please enter your destination number.
Was that really dope? Was that Pizza Runners or was that someone else?
No, he said pizza. I heard him say it.
Did he say it really? Okay, I wasn't sure.
Pizza Runner, what a fucking... we just talked to an Australian retard.
Yeah, that's what they do. They run pizza over there. All right, let's
go. He was like, come again?
All right, so we've got Thai food in Australia. We got a bunch of numbers for people and also for hotels in England.
I'll tell you what,
and we have Guam.
Let's call Australia. You know why? Because I'm going to test. I'm going to try to talk like an Australian feminine gay man.
Okay, there we go. So we
never yet attempted the feat of this.
It's a hard one.
It's like I can't even figure out how the hell to talk like one.
Right.
But I'm going to figure it out real quick.
Good. All right, so this is Yum Yum Thai Takeaway, and they're in Australia, New South Wales. Home of the fighting wallabies. All right, let's do that here. Just a moment, folks. Don't go anywhere. Where's my goddamn...
Fine.
I hate those damn song.
I can't figure this accent out when we try.
Anyway.
Hello? Hello, listen. Is this a Thai restaurant? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Listen, I'm just trying to figure out, do you guys stick to the health codes over there?
What do you talk about, darling? What do you want?
My grandma has a disease,
huh?
A rare disease because of your chickens. Your chickens. Hello?
Yes?
Listen, you speak Australian English?
You are the one not speaking it. I don't understand what you say.
No, listen,
what do you mean?
Honey, I was raised. I got an A in English class. Listen, I'm trying to figure out who poisoned my grandmother. Your chickens are unclean. That's what's going on. I'm going to report you to the country agency. That's ridiculous. My grandmother's in a hospital because of your chickens. Your chickens are no good.
What do you mean?
SARS. They gave them the respiratory disease. They're in the hospital. Grandmother is in a hospital. Sick. No good.
Hang on. Who you ring now? Who you ring?
Sick. No good. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
You the one. I don't know what you're talking about. Can you speak English? If you want to understand everything, please.
I speak perfect English. Listen to you with your broken accent,
honey.
What
do you talk about?
Where's your husband find you at a dockside bar? Listen, I need my husband.
I'm going to listen to you, but I don't understand what you talk about.
My grandmother is in a hospital. She is sick, injured. She is not well. She is poisoned. Poison
from what?
From chickens.
Yeah? Where did you get
poison
that from?
From chickens, bad chickens, from your place, your restaurant.
Yeah?
Okay, there. You understand now?
Yeah, when?
Last 2 days.
I've got 100 people come here for every day. Have that never happened.
Exactly.
Can you come along and see me? Is your problem?
Listen, yeah, I'm telling you my problem. My grandmother's in the hospital right now, and we're going to need something to replace her.
When?
I don't know. The sun was just going down, maybe about 5, 6, maybe. I'm not sure.
Look, if you want to blame me, I want to know everything that's true. You just come along talk to me, all right?
No, I'm calling the authorities. I'm calling the police. I have
a lot of people come here.
Yeah,
never
well,
have
the police
problem.
Are going to come there, too. Police
I don't care. You can
come
if you want that. Being alone.
Do you want these customers to see the police? They're coming down
there
right
now. Yeah, I don't want customers like you.
No.
I don't care.
Police are coming right now. You don't have time to call your lawyers. You better call your lawyers right now, honey. I'm taking the police down.
Give your
right
phone number. Give your
police.
Phone number. You
police.
Fuck idiot.
No, I'm calling the police on you. Don't you say that to me.
You fucking idiot. Oh, man. That was good. Everybody who's on Syndicate, restart your browser. You'll be able to see me again in sound and vision. Thanks, Reckle. That was fun. Let's do. Let me do one here. I'm gonna call. That was the Thai takeaway, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do one here. Let's see. I'm gonna call the Guam Marriott Resort. Okay.
All right, Marriott?
Marriott Resort. Hang on.
Do it. Call the mother.
Brother man nowadays living in the ghetto. Taking me a long time to dial tenor. I'm not all there. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, good. Let me start this one, and you'll jump in, and then we'll jump out.
Thank you for calling Guam Marriott Resort.
Is this the Guam Hotel?
Yes, this is Guam Marriott.
Good. I just got off the plane. I have sunglasses on, and I would like to see if I can secure two spaces, one for myself and one for my little nephew. His name is Richie Randall. I don't know if you've heard of him. He plays ping pong. He's going to be coming along with me. We need separate rooms because of the court order. I'm not supposed to stay in the same room with him anymore.
And you don't have a reservation yet, sir?
No, but I would like to see if you had anything available, and I will make a reservation. Okay. Now, Richie has some special needs that he's going to have to take care of first.
Okay, let me go ahead and transfer you to the room reservation, sir. One moment, please.
Do you have any insulin there?
Insulin?
Yes.
No, sir, we don't.
Oh, could you maybe make an arrangement to have an insulin tank be brought in into the room?
Okay, let me go ahead and transfer this call for a room reservation, sir.
Okay.
Right.
I'm going to get satellite.
Same fucking person?
I'm going to get satellite navigation. No, this is a different place. Is that what you're asking?
How's that room reservation? This is speaking. Help you.
Hi, is this the same person I was just talking to?
In regards to?
In regards to making reservations for myself and my nephew.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
That's Richie.
Yes.
Hi. He needs insulin on a regular basis. Now, do you folks have the ability to contact a durable medical supply company who can deliver a tank of insulin for him?
Insulin?
Yes. Or does
insulin?
Does it have any refrigerators that we can put the tank inside of insulin?
Oh, okay. We do have that, like the small refrigerator, sir.
Okay. Now, we need to take...
It's got Kool-Aid in them.
Yes, it has Kool-Aid, Richie. Is any of these rooms, when you go inside, do they have chocolates and candies and sugar and stuff?
No, we don't have, sir.
In the rooms they don't have?
No.
Do they put a chocolate on the pillow?
We do have... Oh, I think that one is going to be on the 18th to the
19th. I still want a peanut butter bar. Peanut butter bar on here.
Isn't he beautiful? I love this. Do you have any children yourself there, Susie?
No, you don't have that, like, sir.
You don't have children? That's not necessary. Okay, so they don't put...
Anyway, we do have the...
You don't put the little bar where they put peanuts that are $5 and stuff like that inside of it? Because this one here, he'll eat it all and then stick me with the bill, and I'm going to refuse to pay it.
But we do have, sir, like the small mini-mart. It's going to be located in the lobby area. You can choose, there's a lot of, different candies in there.
Now, what I want to make sure... Do you have the practice where you put a chocolate on the bed when you get there at night? You put a little mint chocolate? Yeah, on the bed pillow.
Bed pillow. We don't have that. I think there's going to be on the 18th and the 19th floor.
Yes.
We just put the small chocolate.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know what kind of chocolate is that.
Well,
it's okay. It's got a chocolate.
I just want to make sure.
It's a peanut butter bar.
I just want to make sure that you don't leave it. Don't leave it.
It's not gonna be a chocolate. It's not gonna be a chocolate. It's like a certain chocolate that we put it in the on that.
Scott, is this a peanut butter bar? I'm scared if you get it from the store, wherever. I need whim. Thanks.
So what I want to make sure is that we don't put the chocolate on the bed, because what happened, the last hotel we stayed in, we asked for the peanut butter bar that he loved so much, and he didn't realize, and he went to sleep on top of it, and then when I went to wake him up, there was melted chocolate and peanut butter all over the bed, and it was in his pants and his underwears and everything. And then, you remember what I said, Richie? I got mad at him, and I said, did you shit the bed again? You shit the bed.
God damn it.
You little, remember what I said, those things that I said, Richie?
If you don't talk to me, like, I gotta go.
Yeah. So, I went to hit him, and then what happened was, at the same time, the butler came in with the breakfast, and he saw me with a coat hanger on top of him. And then I had to explain it to everybody. This was in Hawaii, right after the ceremony we had.
Hmm?
Well, we had our ceremony in Hawaii, the Civil Union. And I went in to go check on him, and I see he looks like he shit the bed again, because he does it all the time. He shits his pants. He probably shit his pants.
Hey, let's just stop talking about that, man. Stop talking.
He probably shit his... Did you shit your pants again, Richie, already?
Yeah, somebody said you were a faggot.
You see what I...
By the way, sir, let me... Are you looking for a room or just asking for, like, the chocolate or how much?
Somebody said he was a... He said, call the police, ma'am. He's been molesting me.
I'm not.
I don't care about your goddamn chocolate. Just call the police on him right
now.
Don't
listen to him. As long as we stay in separate rooms, we're allowed to be traveling together.
Call the police. I don't care what kind of police driver is. You gotta call him right away. This guy's going crazy.
He doesn't... He doesn't know what he's...
I'm going nuts.
No, sir. Let me interrupt your... By the way, are you looking for a room, sir?
Yes. Two rooms, one for him, one for me, because I can't stand this.
Yeah, cops, please call the police.
He probably pooped his pants again when he goes there.
Call the police, please. Just call the police. I'm going insane here.
We're in the plane, and then he went to the bathroom, and he made such a nasty shit, and then everyone went to the back of the plane.
Yeah, I seen you jacking off the trannies.
Okay.
Filipino trannies. You fucker.
So, ma'am, how much would it cost just to get the chocolates?
I don't know, sir, how much, you know, the chocolate or something, because we don't put that in the room. Anyway, we do have some shopping mall here, but I don't know.
Yeah, girls like that got BD.
What is your bra size? Ma'am?
Girls like that got the BD.
Would you say you're a size B or C or a D?
I think, sir...
You come from Vietnam.
Don't tell those people in the back but things that we're not saying. Don't you dare.
These fucking people are like goddamn dolphins.
Sir, hello?
Yeah, what are you saying to someone back there? What did you say about us? Hello?
Sir, are you after the...
Are you talking to the police in the background?
Because I saw your number in here.
Oh, you do?
Wait, call the police. Call the police right now. Call the cops. All of them. Underage minor, help.
You have 96 cents. Please enter your...
I hope my number was blocked. He's gonna call from Guam, the police.
Like, yeah, who cares? Fucking Guam. Go over there, like, rape everybody, and nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
Nah, you couldn't.
No, you couldn't. I know,
they'll
fucking
kill you.
Yeah. They'll roast you like a pig.
Funny to say, though.
They'll put an apple in your mouth and roast you.
Alright, that's fucking... Who knows what the fuck they do over there?
Alright, you wanna do a call to the Black Cock Inn? And that's in Wales.
What the fuck is wrong with those people?
The Black Cock. Yeah, let's call that right
now. Oh, hey.
Alright, this
Wales.
Is...
Yeah, what the fuck are they doing? Isn't it like...
That's where the king's from. The queen's from Wales.
Oh, yeah?
The new guy. The guy with the ears. Charlie.
Oh, he's from...
He's the Prince of Wales or something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Right. Oh, what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. The Blackhawk game coming up.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Are you the one?
Sorry?
Are you the one?
Oh, it's the White House.
Listen, I seen you at the train station. Terminal when it was, when there was a bad thing happening, I seen it.
Oh, goodness.
Ooh, ooh.
And she's gone. Wow.
What'd she say?
She's like half asleep. Some of those hotels, are like the inn, when you see inn, it's actually like a house that has like a few rooms and a bar.
Yeah.
And we'll call them and they'll wake them up and they'll be all mad. And we laugh.
I don't fucking like that shit. They don't like that shit at all.
You want to do one more?
Yeah, let's do another.
Or you want to call Guam or the UK?
What's the different ones?
UK, I've got Terrence Woodcock, Peter Webb, and Julie King. And in Guam, we've got the Garden Villa Hotel and Apartments. We got the...
Let's call I like waking people up. I don't know. Call me crazy.
All right, crazy. We'll call Terrence Woodcock in England. Bath, England.
No, call the broad.
Julie King?
Yeah, call Julie. That sounds like, I don't know, I just have a feeling about that one.
Okay, she's in flat 7 in the Fielding House Freeview Road in Bath, England. Here we go.
Okay.
Don't go around the mall.
Pardon?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, Leopold.
Yeah?
Are you awake now, my dear?
Yes, who's calling?
Yes, this is Harry Ron.
Who?
Ronston.
Ronston?
I'm a vicar, Harry Ronston.
Yes, what's your AS?
I'm a vicar.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going round about the house to try to find a bird.
Trying to find a bird?
Bird to take care of. You know what I mean?
Where did you get my number from?
I got it out of the city book.
The city book. Sounds like something they call a phone book, right?
I didn't know what the fuck they call it, dude.
The telly book.
The city book.
The city book. That's not that kind of cool.
I was like, boom, fail call.
Oh, man. Hey.
She just wanted to talk for a little bit. I don't know. It's just weird about British people. Like, they sit there and want to talk to you.
Yeah, they're polite. Like, oof.
Dude, they might in America go fucking nuts.
Yeah, they'll usually say, I'm hanging up now, goodbye.
The older ones, you know what I'm saying? The younger ones don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But, you know, the older ones sit there, what do you mean?
Yeah, hey, I was going to ask you, man, you remember a few months ago, you told me a specific brand of, a type of mixer that I could connect via USB that you said was really good. What kind was it? Because I got some money, I want to go ahead and buy it now.
For what now?
Well, for my setup here, you sent me a link to like a mixer, like a audio, like a mixer, like a board.
Yeah.
To use for the show that you could connect by USB to the computer, I think, and handled a bunch of inputs on it. It was real cheap. You said you had one around, and you recommended it, and you sent me a link to it. And I'm trying to remember what it was so I could pick it up this weekend if I could get a chance.
Oh, it's a fucking, it's a funny goddamn thing. Fuck, I was gonna send that to you. Yeah, it's fucking, it's like a nice little smaller mixer. It's fucking badass because they're cheaper than, you're gonna have to get one used, so they don't make them, but.
Oh, damn.
It has a really, but they're inexpensive. You can usually find them. They've got it's kind of dorky shit, but they got this power supply that was, like, designed specifically for the unit.
Okay.
So, you have to find one with a power supply. If not, like, I got one for, like,
$20. Okay.
It was ridiculous. But then I had to go pay, like, $30, $40 for a power supply for it.
Oh, shit.
Like, it's so clean sounding. Like, it's really badass. Like, you get that Behringer shit, dude. That shit just fucking, just gnaws
the frequencies out.
Right, but this
sounds kind of metallic, like weird.
But you said this
feedback's real easy too.
You said this one's decent and it's decently priced and a decent quality.
Oh yeah, it's great quality.
Cool.
Can they make bigger? It's like a company that makes like the sound crap, like the big ass fucking mixing boards and shit. Kind of like the same company.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so they actually do good shit. That was, I don't know. I smoke so much, I don't fucking know what I'm talking about right now.
Yeah, shit, no.
So, but yeah, we'll get it to you. We'll get you whatever you need out there.
Just let me know what it is, so I'll buy it. I'll find it somehow, you know.
Yeah, we will do that.
All right, cool. All right, man, well, enjoy your weekend. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for being on, bro. All
right, take care. All right,
you too, man. Be safe.
Later.
All right, that was Reclute, everybody. We had fun, didn't we? Did a few calls there. Having a good time. This is Madhouse Radio. Khalido, Reclute centered off. Who else we got here?
Not all really good, too, man.
Milkman's in stereo mode. We got Big Tuck, Ted the Web. Ted Web checking in as well.
Yeah. And Web.
And Baz also here. Got a few things that are going to be coming up here in the next few days, in the next few weeks, rather. Of course, we have a big special plan for October the 31st. Not only is that Halloween, that is also Milkman's birthday. We're going to have to commemorate that time. And make sure we make a note of that. Also, of course,
Trader Money, 87 years old this birthday.
Yeah, no live show next week, but we will be playing that brand new best of episode encompassing episodes, wow, from back in 2005 and 2006, as well as some newer stuff. But all, we'll play a little segment here and there. It'll give you a little preview of it, but it's all going to be completed by next week. And you know what? I did have one last little one that I wanted to play, I think, here. Let's see. Just to give you another taste.
They're not right.
Maybe that's not it. It's here.
Because it's against Fox.
Oh, come on. You know how it goes. Look. You go high. Look. Hey. Get the phone out of your ass. Hello?
Yes.
This is from November 2005, by the way. It was a long time ago.
Yes.
What was that?
I have no idea.
Look, you know how it goes. You go high, I go low. We meet in the middle, all right? My family's going to come down there. We're going to go. You're going to set up a table for us back there. Open bar, and look, like nothing happened.
Open bar, I can't do for you. Open bar.
Do you know who my uncle is? My uncle plays golf.
No, I don't know.
Uncle plays golf with John Brinker.
Okay, well, we're not Brinker.
Yeah, you are. You're Chili's, bitch.
We're Pacific Maritimes.
Fuck that shit, man. We own
no,
all
we're
of you.
Pacific Maritimes.
Look,
no, you don't.
You're gonna be sorry tomorrow morning. You're gonna be cleaning toilets tomorrow morning. Toilets.
Sounds good to me.
At the KFC. You're going to be clean. Sounds good to you, huh? Do you know why? It's a step up from... Because you're a dishwasher. I knew it. Busted. Come on. Come on. Really get me with a manager now.
You are dealing with a manager.
There's no manager named Juan.
There isn't.
Not in America. Not in America it would something like that fly.
Is this racist thing or something here now?
This isn't racist. This is I want my service.
Not in America. There's a manager named Juan.
Exactly. Oh. I know. Look, I know.
Well, this is racist. Huh?
I know. Hawaii, not America. Really, it's America. Okay. Wherever you are, this is America. That's the bottom line. So what are you gonna do for me? Either you do this, or I'm gonna tell my uncle to come. You know, he's gonna. Oh, you're gonna be fired. You know what? We may ship your job overseas. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's plenty of other Juans who love to do your job for half the price. So that's it. You're not even going to apologize for what's happened.
And so more of that next week. Next Thursday, Madhouse Radio. Quick call here.
Crazy fucker from California. How you doing tonight, sir?
Hey, how you doing there, my brother Carlito?
Well, you had to think about it for a second. All right. I'm doing good, man. How are you?
You're my brother, man. You're my brother from another mother.
You're my hermano.
Hey, listen. Hey, let me ask you. Hey, did you ever buy your new car?
Yeah, I did. I got a 2009 Honda Civic.
Wow, man. What kind of gas mileage you getting that bitch?
Actually, it's pretty good. You know, I'll tell you what. Compared to my last car, it's got a smaller tank, and I'm filling it less. And it's getting... highway, I think, is 35.
Wow, that's good.
And, well, city is like 21, though. It's like a big jump between the two. I'm not sure why.
plus you got a little room in there where you can haul stuff around.
Yeah, well, I had a Honda Accord at first, which is a bigger version of the Civic. But I didn't need it anymore. I don't need that much space. It's smaller, wastes less gas. It's new. I went for it.
Yeah, I'll tell you that, man. The Japanese, man. I'll tell you that, man. I bought a Japanese car that's a Subaru that's like 30 years old, man. I bought it for $50 like 10 months ago. And for $50, man, and it only runs on 3 cylinders out of 4. But, man, I put thousands and thousands of miles on that bitch.
Wow, for $50, no less.
For $50, man. I bought it for $50 from a guy that got a DUI.
Oh, really?
He's a logger. He's a logger. I bought it from a logger, and he drove in that fucking thing up through the fucking forest and back. Fuck. But I'll tell you what, man, Japanese, I'll tell you what, somehow America dropped the ball when it came to automobiles because the Japanese, they done made some good machines.
Yeah, well, the market shifted and the American companies failed to, you know, move along with it. But, yeah, those Japanese cars, man, so the Toyotas and the Hondas and the Nissans.
Subarus, Nissans, whatever, man, whatever. If it's got a Japanese brand on it, it's a good car.
That's true. That's true, man. They made the good stuff. My last car was a Honda. My parents and Athena's family all drive Toyotas.
Yeah, hey, shit, I used to drive American shit till I tell you what, I'm totally impressed now with the Japanese cars, man. They're totally awesome.
Yeah, my first car was a Ford Escort, and it treated me wrong, and I never went back to Ford or anything like that. Never will either. You know, my parents had a Chevy that was really bad when I was younger.
Yeah, hey, anyway, man, you got a great show tonight, man. I listened to it, and, man, I'll tell you what, man. But you know what, man?
Yep.
Hey, man, just, man, fucking just, are you depressed or sad or something, man? Because you seem really sad, like sad tonight or something.
No, I was just trying to, you know, on purpose.
Are you married now? Did you get married?
That sounds like it. No, not until May. I'm getting married in May.
Until May.
We got a little while to go.
Like,
yeah.
A little bit.
Okay.
Then I'll sound, every night I'll be like, hey, everybody, it's Carlito. She sucks the soul out of me.
Hey, man, I was reading in the Wall Street Journal last week,
just
man. I was reading about you and Zolar and Dr. Lego in the Wall Street Journal last week, and it says that one of you three guys are going to be picked to replace Howard Stern.
Really?
Yeah, really, man. It's Sirius, the Sirius and XM, or is it XM or whatever they fucking call it? They merged together or something?
Yeah, Sirius XM, yeah.
Right, and I was reading in the Wall Street Journal last week that either
they're going to pick three people they never heard of.
Dr. Lego or Zolar is going to replace Howard Stern. Now, can you speak a little bit about that?
They'd pick Zolar over me because Zolar lives in New York.
Plus, he's a fucking Jew. Him and Dr. Lego are Jews, right?
Yeah.
But that's what they said in that article on Wall Street. But then again,
yeah, but Lego's a Republican. Lego's a Republican.
The Puerto Rican ambassador, he came forth. And he laid down a strong case for you taking over.
I'm looking forward to the opportunity, but honestly, there's an audition.
What the fuck is he talking about?
3-minute audition that's a contest that's come out for Howard 100. Actually, that I don't know. Maybe if, I don't know if you, I thought you were talking about that for a second.
No, I was talking about what I read in the Wall Street Journal last week, dude. I read 70 papers every morning when I get up out of bed. I read them in 15 different languages.
You're like Barack Obama. I can't stand the newspaper. You know, I was offered a free copy of the paper Tuesday. Went to the
Wall Street
station.
Journal. That's just about a relic now.
Yeah, you want a free copy of the paper?
Isn't that much longer? Let's hope.
Get a subscription. Sunday's only 69 cents a month. And I told him, yeah,
he reads 15
I told
languages.
Hey, where
so
I live, man, where
language,
I live, if you go to the gas station and you want to use the bathroom, they send you out to the outhouse and they give you a fucking nickel one ad paper to wipe your butt on, you know. So
a
it's
key
like
a can of brick so you can't run off with it.
Send you out to the outhouse.
Yeah, anyway, but what I'm trying to say is I can't read the paper anymore. It's just now that I get my news online, there's no need to read a paper.
Well, that's right. That's right. I agree with that. But I just keep getting the papers, and they just fucking. I don't even want them. But they
yeah,
just,
you got to get them. They
but last week in the Wall Street Journal, it said that it talked about Syndica Radio and Sirius Radio and XM Radio, and it says that either you or Howard
or fucking Dr. Lego or Zolar. Let me try to find the fucking paper. Let me try to find that fucking paper.
Well, I'll read this while you do that.
It says that either you one of you three guys was going to get replace Howard Stern's
well, I don't know about
on
that,
Sirius
but
and XM because
there's
Howard
a contest,
Stern's is
crazy fucker. There's a contest. It says here, the Howard Stern Show is looking for the next great radio show. If you think you've got the chops to impress the king of all media, send us your stuff. You can win a one-hour special on Howard 101 and $5,000 courtesy of Klondike, makers of the unbelievably delicious ice cream bar. What would you do for a Klondike bar? Submissions will only be accepted on CD, no MP3s, flash drives, etc., and can be no longer than 3 minutes in length. Submissions must also be sent in via first-class mail only. Express, priority, registered, certified, and messenger mail are ineligible. And, you know, it goes on and on. And I have until October 16th to have my submission postmarked. So 3 minutes. I'm going to give it a shot. You never
you
know.
You goddamn right, dude. You know what an MP3 is. I don't even know what a fucking MP3 is, man.
Yeah, as long as your computer can go and move and you hear what you want, that's all you got to worry about, brother, man.
Shit, man. You know what, dude? It fucking takes me half a fucking day to even fucking click on the Syndicate Radio because all the fucking... My computer's 9 years old, man. The one I'm using now, I bought it for $50, like, down at the Salvation Army about 6 fucking months ago because I had a feeling that my $500 computer was going to bite the dust, and sure enough, it did. Huh. And now I'm using a fucking $50 fucking compact Presario that I bought at the Salvation Army for $49.95. It's got it had 56 RAM in it when I bought it, and I bought two other RAM sticks that used up at the computer place locally here for $5 a piece, and now I got 188 RAM.
Whoa.
And, fucking shit, dude, it's telling you, but I can still, man, I can't believe that you motherfuckers still let me even click on here, man.
That's crazy. I'm surprised you can actually listen to Syndicate on what kind of internet? Are you not using dial-up, I'm presuming, right?
Well, fuck no, dude. I bought my good computer back when I first started listening to you guys back in 2006, man. And I had
I think you started using Windows 3.1 on that machine.
Right? And I bought it brand fucking new. In fact, I bought it from a fucking place in Florida. They shipped it to me, man. It's called Tiger Direct.
Oh, yeah, I know Tiger Direct. Sure, man.
Yeah, they, you know, the only thing bad about Tiger Direct is they got real bad, the rebates. They burn people for their rebates. You can go out and Google up Tiger Direct and rebates, and they got thousands of pages of dissatisfied customers tell you that if you get a rebate on anything, they'll burn you for it.
Really?
You know, but yeah, but they sent me the fucking computer, man, $500, man. Fucking shit, dude.
Well,
and I already placed the motherboard in. It cost me $100 fucking 1 week after the goddamn warranty expired. I had to replace the motherboard.
That sucks.
I had to call up China to get the fucking motherboard or some shit.
Dude.
You know?
Dude, when you get yourself some scratch again, if you want to get a good PC for around $500, get yourself one of those EPCs. They're EEE PCs. They're these small little laptops the size of like a large book.
Really? I've never even heard of those things.
They're light, they're $500, and you can get them loaded with either Linux or with Windows XP if you want.
Let me write this shit down.
Long battery life, and they're really light, they're really portable. You'll like
them. Tell me to get the 1008.
Well, are they desktop
the 1008, that's the best model right now.
They're laptops.
It's got an 80 gig hard drive.
Really? Is it better to get a laptop than a fucking desktop?
Well, the laptop will go anywhere you want to go. Look
okay,
at it that way, you know?
But it ain't got as big a monitor as a desktop.
Now these have really small dinky monitors, but they're reliable and they're only $500, and they only weigh like 3 pounds, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's that brand name again, dude?
It's EEEPC. They call it the EPC.
EPC.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, three E's and a PC. EEEPC.
Well, man, man, let me ask you one more thing, man. Did that storm, that Hurricane Ike, that went over your neighborhood there,
no.
Didn't it, a couple of weeks ago?
No, we got Faye.
Oh, that what's all these fucking names with all this shit, you know?
Ike, yeah, they make one English name, one Spanish name, one French name, and it goes in that order on the list.
Like I said, Ike there, it wiped out big parts of Texas, though, or something.
Yeah, Galveston Island got pretty hit bad, and Houston got hit pretty bad. I think they're almost back to normal now. They did say a few months for most of those. All right, crazy fucker, I'm going to end the show. It's getting late, man.
All right, dude. Hey, good talking with you.
Hey, likewise.
Love, peace, and joy. Remember, man, there's only three things that are real on this fucking planet, as long as you believe it, and that's love, peace, and joy.
Amen to that. Hey, man, keep that PC in good shape, all right? It's a classic.
Oh, shit, dude. Hey, for $49.95, dude, hey, I'll tell you what, man, Syndicate, though, man, it takes up more, it eats up, you know, because it's a, you know, it's like Syndicate Radio was made for you big-time swinging cats, man, not us little fucking guys down here with a couple of tin cans and a piece of string trying to talk to each other.
Yeah.
All right, you have a nice day, man.
All right, brother.
Hey, God bless, love, peace, and joy. To everybody within the sound of my voice.
All right.
And I'm not hanging up. I'm saying goodbye. Oh, not goodbye. I'm saying
bye for
later.
Now. Bye for now. All right.
Later, Gator.
All right, dude.
See you later, alligator.
See you, man.
That's something. Look at that beautiful moment there. Crazy fucker not just hanging up the phone in craziness. Actually said a proper handshake goodbye.
Wow.
I never thought I'd see it. He's improving. He was in a very
awesome man.
Very upbeat today, crazy fucker too. You know, doing good, crazy
fucker.
I
want to hear his opinion on this current market success we're having.
The market success with our names on them.
So hey, that reminds me. Let's run through these articles real quick. So what happened? So Obama and Clinton. Obama and McCain were due for a debate tomorrow, and McCain canceled out because he said he needs to put his the campaign on hold in order to focus on the economy.
Right.
He pussied out.
The real reason is that
he
the guy that's running his campaign for him.
That's bullshit.
Was heavily involved with this whole market scandal, man. The whole thing that happened at Wall Street.
Right.
The guy that, Michael Lee, I think's the guy, he was behind in charge of a lot of the goings on at Wall Street, so they didn't have him ready, and they're possibly at a falling out point now because he's associated with the campaign and the economic failure now.
Exactly.
Plus, the woman that they're trying to hide from everybody isn't ready to go on air either. She's sitting there saying that Pakistan or somebody, that we would just go to war.
Oh wow! Really? Well, yeah.
So there's a lot of things.
Choice.
What I really think is going to happen, you know, what I've been saying is that you're going to see, you know, McCain gain some ground after he picked Sarah Palin, gained a few points, just about evened it up. You now look at the polls. I go by the CNN poll of polls, and right now you've got another McCain. And McCain is once again dropping behind. Obama's extending that lead almost back to double digits. It's going to be getting there soon. I'm feeling it, and I know I've been saying.
It's already 10 points.
I've kept telling everybody, look, the minute Obama and McCain, as much as I respect McCain, especially the old McCain from 2000, 2004, not this new McCain has been brainwashed, but as much as I respect McCain, Obama, you know, Senator Obama is going to wipe the floor with him when it comes to the debates, and that's where you're going to see the big gap.
Exactly.
And when you're going to see the big landslide
and
that's supposed to be coming.
Also, on the whole issue with the securities.
And that, too. You know,
he's
looking bad, Milkman.
He was part of that. The whole thing that McCain was against for the whole time was this whole federal deregulation thing.
Exactly.
Which is one thing that Bush has done for the last 10 years.
And look where it led us.
That's exactly why we're in this situation.
Exactly.
The Federal Reserve loaned out 3 times $1 for every dollar of available capital there was, so basically the debt we have is 3 times what we could ever pay
because
of the deregulation.
Milkman, I think that McCain, you know, knew that the way things are right now, I think it's best for him not to debate Obama because Obama's really going to stick it to him and he's going to be bad. So I think he decided to stay away from that, really. And I don't think that's a dirty pool, Mr. McCain, because Mr. McCain, Senator McCain himself, kept saying, oh, well, Obama should agree to do town hall, you know, debates with me live and do more debates than the required amount that we're doing now. He kept saying that and saying that, you know, a few months ago. Now here comes time to do one of the first
the
ones.
Bullshit.
And now he's like,
now
oh.
He's a big old pussy.
Yeah, and then like a lot of bloggers
he
are saying.
He didn't realize that everybody was going to be so against his campaign and what he stood for with Bush.
And I like mean, a lot of bloggers are saying now.
The third incarnation of Bush.
A lot of bloggers are saying now that the problem is, you made me lose track, Milkman. Thank you for doing that. What was I going to say? What are the bloggers saying? God, why? Why would you do that, Milkman? Why would you insist on finishing what? Get out of here, Athena. If you don't like the smell of it when I smoke cigars, maybe you should just go to sleep at night on Thursdays. Would that be okay? Understandable? I'm ending the show. Is that all right, darling? Sweetheart? Bye. He's so rude Thank sometimes. Just comes in here. What were the bloggers saying? God damn it. Man, Milkman, you really ticked me off there, you know? Let me think here. What was I talking about? McCain, Obama.
You're saying he's going to mop the floor up with him if it goes to a debate, because all he said was all the time, oh, we're going to have a debate, we should do more, and now when it comes down to it, he cancels out.
Yeah, well, anyway, regardless, I just, you know, when it finally does happen, it's going to be great. It's going to be great to see the debates, and I think we're going to see the final resolution of this whole thing. Milkman, quickly here, please lead us out of here, if you don't mind. It's late, sir.
All right, no problem, man. Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a very enjoyable time once again. Meeting up with all our good old friends out there. Thanks a lot, everybody, for tuning in. All our friends over there at Syndicate Radio, thank you so much for tuning in. And we appreciate all your enjoyment. And we hope that you laugh as hard as we did, because we're damn sure we love all you guys over there and all our friends there. In the mouth. And he thinks it's the mouth. We love you, too. Thank you so much for tuning in. We had a couple guest listeners also to try to call in. Yayhorn, Ellie, all of our friends, thank you for calling in. Mr. Recluse, Saigon, welcome back. California, Czar, are you okay? Hey, guys, thanks a lot for joining up. Oh, my God, there's Poop Deck. I haven't seen that name in years. Also, I'd like to thank our old friend, Mr. Ted Webb. Man has been missing in action, but he's back once again. Looking forward to hearing from him soon. Miss Ted, you're going to have to join us in calls again. I've got a request for you when you get some time. Also, especially all of you out there, I want to thank, that's right, you, the listener, our buddies, our friends. That's right. Invite a friend, man. Better yet, invite an enemy. Send their number in, and we will give them some of the man-ass style. You know why? Because it's all about you. That's right. The most interactive show that you can get right here on the internet. Right? All you have to do is just give us some of your time, and we've got the dime right here in the madhouse. Oh, yes. And by the way, the numbers hit, man. The Uber King of numbers. Thank you, Mr. Lonesome Loser. And God bless you. Also, our fearless leader, what would we do without you? Hermanito, the Generalissimo of the madhouse. Thank you so much for having us on again. Also, bless you, Mr. Tuck.
Yeah, I don't know how recent this news is. I didn't hear about this one until now, but apparently J.P. Morgan has decided to buy out Washington Mutual, the largest U.S. bank failure in history.
Yeah, Obama just fell.
Did that just get, and, was that just about an hour ago it got updated?
Goldman Sachs got bought out by that Warren Beatty.
Is that so? Is that really new? I didn't hear about that all day today, and the dad just pointed it out to me, and I'm seeing an article that got updated just about an hour ago. Walmart becomes...
Yeah, the news just came out.
WAMU. Is it WAMU or WAMU? I say WAMU because
stranger,
it's mutual.
Stranger.
Becomes the 13th bank to fail so far this year and earns the title of the nation's biggest bank failure by assets on record, ahead of Continental Illinois, which had about $40 billion in assets when it failed May of 1984. Dude, if it's not obvious now, and the way things are working out, it's so obvious we're heading into depression. I really think so. And I hate to say that, but I really don't see how we're not...
Oh, yeah.
You know, we got this weird, this ragtag, spitballed, put-together bailout plan that's got, like, a deadline of tomorrow. Reading here, no deal, bailout tax...
$70 billion, where...
Is the government going to invent $70 billion?
$700 billion.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
That's right, $700 billion.
Whatever it is.
All they do
$700 billion that doesn't exist.
And they just start printing money. We don't have the money. We haven't had the money.
Yeah.
The credit that they've offered is three times the amount of money that we
could
even
muster or get. You can't just print money.
This is not the answer.
We're going to add more to it.
These are the answers that Herbert Hoover had before the Depression started.
It's called counterfeiting.
This is what's going to happen.
That's called counterfeiting.
Negotiations over the...
Just print money.
It's called inflation. Negotiations over the proposed financial
fucking
bailout...
Fucking idiots running the fucking country.
Unraveled Thursday as lawmakers bickered over competing counter-proposals to the Bush administration's $700 billion rescue, billion-dollar rescuing plan. A White House meeting was meant to speed approval...
Give all these CEOs all that money that they
appeared.
Instead revealed deep,
millions of dollars.
Deep divisions between Democrats and Republicans, apparently, regarding this this bailout deal for tomorrow. I guess it's supposed to be done or something. I don't know. I don't even want to deal with it. I just want to go to sleep tonight and wake up tomorrow and eat some... can I wake up Saturday and eat pizza still if we're in the Depression? Is that possible? Will there be no cheese left? That's all. I know Artie's worried about...
No, but cheese is all it will be.
There may be no yeast.
Yeah.
What about Artie? Hey, Artie, if I see you're on the phone there, sir. If you give me... Artie, I've invited Evil Artie several times to go to the Olive Garden
cotton
here.
Cotton will be there. Be sure you buy a t-shirt, 100% cotton, because that's my cotton crop, and be sure to support the cotton and buy yourself a 100% cotton t-shirt.
Artie says he wants to be on the show, make an appearance on the show, and I keep telling him he needs to meet me in person first in public. So, the invitation is out on Saturday, sir. I will take you out for all-you-can-eat pasta if you make contact with me by tomorrow. So, that's for Artie. Everyone get his attention. He's not paying attention right now. But I am inviting him to all-you-can-eat pasta, and we'll take pictures together and make an appearance. Somewhere here in Orlando, so...
He's ordering a pizza right now.
He probably is ordering
a pizza. His lips.
That's a long... Yeah.
He wants a thin crust pizza. Extra pepperoni, double cheese, mushrooms. Oh, yeah. Red pepper.
All right. Sounds
banana
good.
Banana peppers.
You're making me hungry.
Sausage, ham, onions.
Bacon.
Green olives.
Joker says
black
bacon.
Olives.
Stop. Stop.
Yeah, he's
Stop.
Also asking... No, he's asking for anchovies.
I like double fishes and have pork tonight.
That sounds like a pretty good pizza.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, guys, seriously, let's get out of here. Pineapple, that's nasty. All right, folks, we'll catch
devil
you next week. Big thanks to Lonesome Loser, everyone who was involved tonight.
Big job.
TechnoMike.com.
Holy crap. Are you kidding me? Regarding this Washington Mutual thing, Alan Fish... Okay, the company's new chief executive, Alan H. Fishman, was in midair flying from New York to Seattle when the deal was finally brokered. According to people briefed on the situation, Mr. Fishman, who has been on the job only for less than 3 weeks, is eligible for $11.6 million in cash severance and will get to keep his $7.5 million signing bonus. So he basically got whatever he got salary plus $19 million for 3 weeks of work. Wow, that is sick, dude. There's something.
Well, good for you.
You add that up times all the bank officers up there. That's how you get $700 billion.
That's bullshit. You know what, dude? It's getting closer to the time, I think, that the great band Rage Against the Machine has called for since the mid-90s. When the people will finally become tired of this, and we're going to become upset, and we're going to go down to the major metropolis cities of this country and go into those huge buildings and financial offices and drag these wealthy people out by their hair into the streets and take care of them like they would have taken care of them in the communist countries in the 80s. That is all I have to say. You can call me un-American if you want.
Nah, man.
But I think... We're getting to the time. It's getting to the time when we take out all these corporate people and we take them out. We just take them out. Uprise up, whatever it is you say. I think these people think that, you know,
welcome to Reaganomics.
They're very sick.
Don't you love it?
Very sick people that are running the 1% of the population that controls what 90% of the of the resources.
No, man, just completely revamp the economic structure.
It's bullshit.
Y'all better have your pencils ready.
Yeah, it's from the regional
radio. Really revamp the entire deregulation.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.